This morning, when I got up at 5:30 and read the Paul Joseph Watson article and then clicked on the actual document, I had electrical chills run up and down my spine for about 3 minutes. I've never had it run up my spine for more than 10 seconds. Because in the document was the absolute keys to total victory over the New World Order. We're going to be talking about that coming up in just a minute. But this ties into all of it. This is Pelosi. Now, almost 3 months ago, she's now officially come out and stated this again with specifics, saying she's going to be the president. Yes, you heard me right. But here she is giving you a little prelude to it a few months ago.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because it's, I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
And then a few weeks later, we get the Podesta document. The New York Times is proud of it. They're planning to break the country up. They know they're going to lose. And now it's official. Pelosi came out last night. Nancy Pelosi prepares for House of Representatives vote to elect the president under the Constitution if they cannot decide the election, according to problems with the voting, by January 20th. Then they will hold a vote the day after on who the new president is, and the House of Representatives will elect the president. That's never happened before in our 244 years of history, but here it is, voila. And so that's one of their main plans. Or if they can fiasco it, make it look like Biden wins and have enough martial law and enough tyranny and enough burning cities and enough stock market plunge for somehow Trump be removed by a military coup, then they'll install Biden and Harris, and then he'll step aside, and then whoever Harris brings in will end up being the president or vice president. And it's the corrupt party that wants to be able to manage all of that. So that's why it represents really the further decline of the republic to a great extent. Now, that's obviously a big enchilada right there. Mainstream news, New York Times, Pelosi prepares to elect the president, which she says is herself. She says in the same interview we just played a clip of that she is in second command, and you know, she's going to be in charge of everything. This is over-the-top megalomania, never before seen in our history. And we're living it. We are living the most insane times in our country's history. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Now, that's big, and we're going to be covering it. We got James O'Keefe coming on. We got David Icke coming on. They had a billy club-wielding police attack 20-something thousand people having their anti-COVID lockdown event in London on Saturday. We also have Paul Joseph Watson, who's in London. He'll be joining us as well. He always hosts part of the Tuesday show, but he'll be joining us coming up at 1 o'clock today. So this is just going to be a staggering transmission. And by staggering, speaking of Paul Joseph Watson, I just got to chill again. I already knew all this, but then when I sat there drinking coffee, reading, let's not exaggerate, I probably read 50 pages of the documents. I scanned over another couple hundred. And I already knew pretty much all of it, but I didn't know some of it. I didn't even know the FBI has come out and admitted, usually the deaf, dumb, and blind FBI, that Communist China is using COVID to try to destabilize the U.S. I mean, everybody knows that, but to have them occasionally tell the truth is just shocking. But the article is, research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown with cohorts in the UN and the liberal media. And then here's the actual detailed report from Tablet Magazine with researchers and top lawyers that put it together over the last 6 months. China's global lockdown propaganda campaign. This is the smoking gun that will end this whole tyranny that they're rolling out. The apps on your phone, the contact tracing, the bankruptcy, the third world starving to death, the tyranny. It's just incredible. The left needs to go to prison for this.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States, other areas of the world, cities that have been immunized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations as a global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parents, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here. We knew 2020 was going to be epic, but man, not this epic. I am constantly having chills now, and I liken that to the allegory of Lord of the Rings when they've got the elf sword, the goblin cleaver. When goblins are near, it starts glowing blue. That's an archetype of our spirit glowing and shimmering when it feels evil nearby, and also when you know you've got a chance to bring the enemy down. Your spirit resonates, tells you, danger, danger, or tells you, this is key, this is key, this is how we destroy them, this is the truth. And I've never experienced this electrifying sense like I'm having now. I mean, it's been, I'm probably electrified an hour a day. I used to be electrified maybe an hour a month, little pieces here and there. And now today, I've been electrified for hours. Electrified. Because all of our ancestors, all of our fighting, everything we are is leading up towards this point right now. And our very genetics and our very epigenetics, our ancestors, all their memories, everything crystallized in our cells is saying this is important. This is important. I can't tell you how many people have been walking through the woods and get that shiver up their spine, and they just turn perfectly and look up at a tree 30 yards away and there's a mountain lion looking right at them. That's the sixth sense. And my spidey sense, and I know your spidey sense, is like blue lightning right now. It is on fire. And of course, you can see why it's on fire right in front of you. It's hard to do the show right now, ladies and gentlemen. Look at these headlines. Nancy Pelosi says she will decide who the president of the United States is and may install herself. Wow. Wow. And then she says, we're going to elect who the president is, the House of Representatives. She's preparing that. She says it will be her. I even got clips on the news saying we'll have President Pelosi. They're just introducing you all these foreign, alien, tyrannical ideas of, oh, the military will overthrow Trump. Oh, white people are inherently evil. Oh, pedophilia is okay. They're just searing your consciousness to accept what's coming in the future. They're preparing you. Look at this headline. Project Veritas uncovers ballot harvesting fraud in Minnesota. Smoking gun with Ilhan Omar, the little pirate queen, and her operatives just celebrating how they piss on America with extreme pleasure. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. That's all coming up, bombshell after bombshell. But all of it ties into this. The big kahuna. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced worldwide lockdown. And we all knew this. We reported this first. And not soon enough, we even took the bait for a couple weeks. One of my biggest failures in my lifetime. But we figured it out very, very quickly. Well, guess what? When I read the 30-something page detailed report and then link through to other reports in it, it sent, again, lightning up my spine like I've never experienced, because this is the key. You get this to every FBI office. You flood Congress with this report. You hand deliver this to Congress. You go and just drop printouts of this all around the White House. Trump will get it. Trump will talk about it. And it is game over. Game over. And I'm going to cover it next segment. total proof of how with the UN, they show the lockdown cities, the drones. Most of it was actors. They confirm it's actors. They show where it's actors. How they propagandized, how they used it to shut us down, how China instantly reopened, and how it's a constellation of Chi-Coms, the UN, and the deep state leftists worldwide using this to bring in their leftist martial law. That's why leftist jurisdictions are under the tyranny and others aren't. So this is all known to you, known to me, but now this very high-powered lawyer and his research team of computer scientists have gone out, and most of what's in the report we already knew. But he's put it all together in one spot, and it shows the orchestrated weaponization of this and how this is 21st century warfare. That's how you take over a civilization. That's how you take over a society. Is with a Project Bluebeam. And what was Project? What was Project Bluebeam? Project Bluebeam is a declassified U.S. government plan, other governments have planned it, to confuse foreign enemies by projecting a 5,000-foot Jesus, 5,000-foot Buddha, 5,000-foot, 2,000-foot, whatever they want, Muhammad, or even flying saucers with high-powered hologram projectors. Congress confirmed in the 90s that the project did exist, that over $10 billion was spent on it, but that the project was shelved. In the 1950s, you could go to Disneyland in Los Angeles and go into the famous haunted house and watch ghosts fly around in the room. That was with primitive holograms. Well, this is with bioweapons, a real virus that does kill a small number of people, but then you add in all the others that die, and you create huge fear, and you use it as a pretext to bring in the global tracking system, the cashless society control grid, the global social credit score. That's now all rolled out officially, rolling out in leftist cities around the world, rolling out on universities. The British government officially said now you're going to have the app. There's no law, but all the stores are already refusing people to be in restaurants, hospitals, stores, if you do not have the app that tracks you in live time. That's just the beginning. And so Communist China, working with the globalists, has launched their model worldwide to take over the planet. And it's just absolutely incredible that they're actually doing this in our face. There it is, the National Health Service app. And they're telling you that you must download it. This is a recording minutes after it went live. Already 100,000 have downloaded it. And before you could even download it, restaurants were demanding you have it. So that's how social credit score works. They get the corporations and everybody to comply with it. And it makes sure that you stay 6 feet apart. It tracks who you are, where you go, what groups you're in. The police are now coming to people's doors and saying, we know there's too many people here. This is beyond 1984. And boom, we're inside of it, all based on the COVID operation. So if you expose that China and big tech, because notice big tech took the official Chinese model through the WHO, and would not let Congress, would not let medical doctors, would not let scientists, would not let the head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology come out and point out that, hey, herd immunity will end up making us safe in just a few months. Hey, locking folks up only makes it worse. Hey, most people are dying of something else, not COVID. Hey, they're adding people that died of something else on the list. Hey, you shouldn't send sick people to nursing homes. Hey, that caused most of the deaths. Hey, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, if you have that, you basically can't die of this type of coronavirus or even the flu virus. Hey, forced inoculations are coming. Hey, this new Bill Gates vaccine goes in and reprograms the cells and it's super dangerous. Anyone criticizing that is banned, and they say on the news under WHO. So there we are in the world government. And here it is, the Chinese with the actors, with the staged events, with people falling over dead and whales at night in the cities and everything empty and police drones flying around saying, stay in your homes or you'll be permanently detained. That shut down Hong Kong and Taiwan that we're trying to pull back from China. That got their agenda through. And now Xi Jinping is hailed in China as launching this as their greatest victory. And it's a huge military economic victory for Communist China to shut down the United States and Europe and to have their cohorts in Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia use this to clamp down on their own people with authoritarianism. Absolutely evil. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown. Researcher and attorney Michael P. Singer show that the Chinese government launched an aggressive propaganda campaign to exaggerate the severity of the coronavirus in order to force the rest of the world into a draconian lockdown that would serve their benefit in Beijing and all other authoritarians. In an article in Tablet Magazine, he details how the January international COVID-19 hysteria began, the series of suspicious videos posted to social media sites showing people in China suddenly collapsing in the streets, including one instance where a man held out his arm to break his fall. And it just goes on from there. That's how they rolled it all out. Then they said, oh, China's suppressing how bad it is to make you panic. See how that works? We'll be right back.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way that totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. David Icke! Thank you. Thank you. To think that people used to laugh at me in the street once. Speak your truth and the world comes to you. Humanity awakens! We face a big, big challenge, and it will require enormous courage, unquenchable determination and fortitude. But we will not crumble. We will not fail. People, human family across the world, awaken to who you really are. Remember who you really are. And it's not what they have been telling you. And what the human family has done is allow the psychopaths to hijack our imagination of ourselves.
Yes.
The human family is coming together. We've got our differences. We've had our fights, but we're humans. We're red-blooded. What we're facing is not of this world. It seeks to end our reign on this planet. Not without a fight. And I know the victory will be ours. The question is, how many billions are going to die in the process? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, a lot of people are going to die in this fight. The question is it going to be 500 million or is it going to be 7 billion? The globalists openly teach they're going to wipe out humanity down to 500 million. That's so the idiots going along with it think they're going to survive. They're going to be killed too. And as soon as they figure it out, a lot of them are going to be forced to join us. I was talking to one of the crew members this morning about how we're being persecuted behind the scenes. I'm not ready to reveal it yet. And how, just like they wouldn't let black folks have bank accounts or eat at certain counters or ride in the front of the bus or go to a movie theater, that's happening to conservatives across the board, not just us, but it's really bad for us. Laura Loomer can't even get Uber Eats or use Uber or get Lyft or get an Airbnb. She's in a database. Do not serve. That's set up for everybody. But Rob made a good point. He said, yeah, well, they'll just start doing it to each other soon and then it'll all fall apart. And that's true. Tyranny's for everybody. And the idiots that bring it in are usually the ones that get purged by the real evil. All these dumb leftists bringing in this world government, they're going to get thrown overboard. Most evidence shows the Communist Party finally killed Mao Zedong. They actually imprisoned his wife, blamed it all on her. The 80-something million people he killed. Another 20 million since then. David Icke's coming up. You know, I usually it's hard to get David on. He's a busy guy. It takes like a month. But I sent a message last night. I said, look, it's an emergency. You need to come on. People need to hear from you after what you witnessed yesterday. So I said, just come on two segments. He said, no, I got an hour for you. So he's coming up next segment. Then we've got Paul Joseph Watson from London. And then we've also got James O'Keefe. And, you know, the James O'Keefe thing's so big. I'm going to hit that now. And then I'm going to get into the China thing that's everything. You need to go to InfoWars.com. It's in the first paragraph. There's a link to the article with all the documents, everything. You got to read this whole thing. It's only 30-something pages long. It's got areas you can click through that are larger. So there's hundreds of pages total. But go look at it. It's all riveting. And you'll remember most of this. You're like, oh, I remember when they did that. I remember when they did this. They show the fake videos. They show the numbers. They show how China controls Twitter, Facebook, Apple, Google, how they're suppressing anybody that criticizes it. Now, Communist China is in control of the WHO, in control of us. And look, I know you know that, but this is a detailed research paper. I've read it. It's spot on that we need to be knee deep in. You need to print these off and give them to your church. Give them to your police department. I personally am going to call the FBI today here in Austin when I get off air. I'm just going to go over there. And I'm going to hand them copies of this and say, I don't care if you're not the counter espionage division. You've got a duty to do this. We all have a duty to do this. This is smoking gun. And it brings down the whole house of cards. And it describes in here how they hit Governor Abbott. How they hit, Boris Johnson, how they hit all the conservatives that weren't for the lockdowns and flooded them with millions of tweets and attacks from the Chinese government that Twitter, Facebook, and Google knew about. To then bully them into submission in lockdowns as well. And how the FBI knows about it. I mean, it's just incredible. And it's got links to the FBI knowing about it. I didn't even know the FBI knew about that. So, you know, you think you know all this stuff and you don't know about it. It's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. A big, big, big deal. So I'm going to get to the Veritas thing where they caught Ilhan Omar's people red-handed just bragging and how they're harvesting the ballots and how they're doing all these scams. And I mean, this is what Ilhan Omar's name is, crime. I mean, she comes from a crime syndicate family. She thinks it's funny. She's funded by Soros. That's all coming up. Briefly, this is a critical area to keep us on air. They have been trying to shut us down for a long time. You know that. And folks have really been coming through and buying a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. These are already great products. And I know Trump's going to win. They're going to contest it. Pelosi says she's going to hold it up to January 20th, and then it goes to the House representatives. They elect who they want as president. They're going to elect Pelosi. She said it. She said, I'm going to be the president. I played that clip at the start of the show. Well, she's back again saying, no, she's getting the House ready to line up the votes now. And it's just insane. That one story should be our top story. Instead, I've got dozens of huge things. I mean, this is the move to take us down. And it's so sad that more Americans are so politically and culturally ignorant. They don't understand the existential threat we're all facing and how anyone against our republic and anybody not rooting for Trump is a crazy person for your own damn self-interest. I mean, this is so cut and dry. So all I can tell you is today is the last day of the special at preparewithalex.com, preparewithalex.com. You can always get the full list of high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're ready to ship. It comes to you within 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the type of food you get. They still have to package it. It's so fresh. Everybody else is pretty much sold out or has way higher prices or tells you they've got it ready to ship and they don't. We've got the best company with the highest quality for the price you're going to pay. PrepareWithAlex.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com. And that is a special site my Patriot created so you can get lower deals than even I can offer or they can offer specifically on certain high-quality storable food packages, high-quality gravity-fed water filtration systems, and, of course, air filtration systems. And it's those three specials. And I've asked them to come up with some more specials and have a new sale soon, but they're not even sure they can do that. So this is the last day of the sure thing to get the very best deal on the very best deal on high-quality storable food at preparewithalex.com. The full catalog at the lowest prices you're going to find is at InfoWarsStore.com. It's three items they've got at the even lower price at preparewithalex.com. If you want all the other stuff, go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But get prepared now. The globalists want to make you dependent, so don't be dependent. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
was a young man and I saw this man on the Terry Wogan show. I did, at the time, he was a BBC pretender, a presenter, a footballer. And I did think, wow, this man's a little strange in how he's coming on a TV show and saying such things. Many years later, this man is still saying the same thing. A lot of people who reach the celebrity status sell themselves out. This man has maintained a stance throughout. Let's give some respect to a man of truth, Mr. David Icke.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To think that people used to laugh at me in the street once. Speak your truth and the world comes to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching history unfold. 40, 50, 60,000, who knows? The police are trying to keep people from getting into that famous Trafalgar Square with Lord Nelson up there on top of that big, beautiful tower, pillar. And there's David Icke predicting all of it. One of the few people that actually was able to do it. We were able to do it as well. And now it's all unfolding. And now things are happening very, very quickly. The world government, the tracking system, the communist Chinese social score that we told you would be here 8 months ago. We said they'd be rolling it out by the fall. It's now being rolled out. David Icke has graciously agreed to join us for the next hour, and it's just an incredible time to be alive and to be witnessing almost a million people marching in Germany repeatedly, hundreds of thousands overall marching all over England, and the police with billy clubs began, I guess, to close in while you were speaking and then arrested some of the speakers, like scientists and professors and others. I guess they didn't get you. People didn't know what happened once they closed in and began billy clubbing people. This isn't becoming 1984. This isn't becoming the Soviet Union. This isn't becoming Nazi Germany. It's here. And then I look at everything happening in Australia and the UK, looking through keyholes, coming to do house inspections. The UN saying, "Well, take your children out." They're people are escaping from secret facilities. And as you're vindicated that they almost everyone died of something else, and they're just saying it's COVID. And as top hospital heads come out and say this, they're being arrested in Australia now. So this is a very, 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 very dark time in the world, but it's always darkest before the dawn. There is a huge awakening. So, David Icke, you can cover whatever you want. We're very honored to have you here. But if you could just tell listeners who've just been watching video clips of what happened and with that limited perspective, you were there for the second speech, even bigger than the last. They were giving $13,000 fines to people that were the speakers there a few weeks ago. They still came out despite the threat. Totally draconian. They let Black Lives Matter. They let the communists march. What did you witness there? What unfolded after? And then you've got the floor, my friend.
Hello, Alex. Well, see, the danger that has always terrified this global cult is the threat of a good example. You see this in countries where governments come to power and they want to do what's right by the people. You have a regime change system to get rid of them. The threat of a good example here is 45,000 plus people assembling against the social distance, unsocial distance rules to challenge those rules and everything that goes with it, the masks, all of it. And if that had been allowed to be completed without a problem, then there's a threat of a good example, because more and more people are going to come. More people are going to say, we want some of this. We're going to organize something. And so what happened is Well, from my personal point of view, it all comes down for me needing the toilet, funnily enough, because I was supposed to speak last in the series of speakers. And had I done so, I wouldn't have spoken because the police morons, not all the police are morons. There were some very nice police there. But then in came the brutal ones with the batons, which are a very different animal. And they would have stopped the event before I spoke. But because I needed the toilet and I couldn't get out and get back in time with all the people there, got to go across to a railway station to go. They said, well, we'll go on now. And I went on two speakers early and finished the speech. And the next speaker came on, a doctor from Germany, and that's when it all kicked off. And from a personal point of view, as soon as I walked off the stage, I was heading for the toilet across the railway station. And some security people who were working at the event said, we'll come with you to help you get through everything. And I walked out through the crowd from the speaker's area. And a lot of people came with me, and they wanted to take pictures and say hello, which was lovely. So my focus was all on them around me. But I started to feel as we moved away towards the road, I got the vibes from the security people at the front. There's something going on here. And I remember them shouting to everybody, just act normal, just walk normal, because they'd realized that the luminous jackets wearing face nappies, face diapers, were starting to gather. And as we got to the road, I saw some to my right and I saw some to my left. And what the security people did brilliantly is they headed straight for the gap between them, because they hadn't come together by then. And so we got through the gap and out to the railway station. And when we got to the railway station, Charing Cross, the police were all coming from all directions as well. And then when I eventually got back to the car and people were looking at their mobile phones, we then realized what had unfolded back in the speaker's area. And they targeted that because, of course, when you've got an event where people are talking to the crowd, you stop the speeches, you stop the event. The point is, though, that they'd waited until there was just two speakers left. I should have been the last one. The reason was it had gone magnificently. It was incredibly peaceful. It was very respectful to the police. We had a minute's silence right.
No, you said nice things to the police. You said, wow, you're not being thugs. Good for you, because this is going to hurt you as well.
Yeah, exactly. But it had to end like that from the authorities' point of view so that it could,
be a good example.
Yeah, not to be a good example. And also, when you read the media coverage of a totally peaceful event, it's been portrayed as in the Sun newspaper in Britain, for instance, the thugs in the crowd attacked the police. When what actually happened, and this is what we're dealing with, Alex, it was quite a sight.
I saw they started grabbing people and beating them with billy clubs.
Yeah, but what happened is that when these luminous jackets with people in them, animating them for the state, when they gathered together to do the charge, they were all standing there. It was described in two ways. One, like, the All Blacks rugby team, when they do that big thing at the start, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that ritual before the start of a game. Well, they were doing it, and they're banging their batons in unison. And someone else who watched that said they then screamed in unison, and they described it as like something out of Braveheart, the movie. And then they all started charging towards the speaker's area, and they were they were hitting people with their batons, and then they say, well, three policemen were injured, police officers were injured.
Yeah, because they're stampeding a crowd of people, which could have caused a real stampede and killed a lot of people. They need to be arrested for attempted murder. We'll be right back with David Icke.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that
His vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means or the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, Dave and I, Noah Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates in many of the same vaccines I push on him? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided there's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public, but I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I was talking to David Icke during the break, and he was saying such powerful stuff. I said, stop. Say that all again on air. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. And remember, the system does all it can all day to block those sites, like Banned.Video, where David has a great sub-site with us. He's been banned on YouTube and other places, so now he gets millions of views at Banned.Video. There's other places he posts his material. I-C-K-O-N-I-C.com, Iconic.com, David Icke. com. He's got a book out that just came out. I just read it. It's excellent. We'll tell you about that next hour. But we're now entering the beginning of the change of the tide, the turn of the tide. I totally agree with him. We're at that zeitgeist moment. And to see the second big rally in London, they let the communists rally. They let BLM rally. They let all the other groups rally, even groups that burn things down. But the peaceful group, they can't have a good example. Australia's totally locked down. There's articles of people escaping from quarantine that have been there months. I mean, this is the total cover for them to come grab us out of our houses. So, David, you were saying during the break that you expect to be doing something very, very soon. Repeat that in your own words, please.
I think, you know, the time's coming when me and the authorities look each other in the eye. No question about that, because what's happening in Britain, and, you know, let's not forget, Britain is one of the great centers, one of the premier centers of this global web. That's why Little Britain has had so much power over the centuries. And although the British government doesn't anymore globally, in theory, the center of the web, which is different to the British government, British government's just owned by the web. It's not the web itself, is based in Britain and for many, many historical reasons and other reasons. So we are a country where we're actually, you know, in the eye of the storm. So is America. So are others. But Britain is a place they really want to lock down big time and destroy and transform society from freedom to fascism, which people thought would never happen in Britain, as they thought would never happen in America, I'm sure. We are in a situation now in Britain where we have a government of occupation. We have a fascist government of occupation. You've got Johnson, the prime minister, and the hapless, useless health secretary, a guy called Matt Hancock, and they read the scripts. But the whole thing's being driven by the dark suits in the background. And, you know, just like in America, Alex, eventually, if you go deep enough, you're hitting the military, which Johnson has just announced. The military is going to now support the police because what they want is a police-military state, a fusion of the two. So as they increase, like, mask wearing, more and more and more people in more and more situations, and what they want, and they're not far from it now, is anyone who leaves their home has to wear a mask. Well, first of all, I haven't worn a mask. I'll never wear a mask. I don't do the social distancing. If people want to dart away from me, then fair enough. I'm not going to.
Well, that's
dart
right.
Away
and these big events prove it's a fraud, but we know it's really about contact tracing and apps on phone. The British government just announced you got to have an app on your phone, and then the stores are enforcing it where you've got to have this tracking app. So boom, you're inside of it right there. Then everything is connected to that. This is outrageous.
Yeah, so I don't have a mobile phone. I don't have a smartphone that I use. So I don't have the app. I don't go to anywhere where I have to use it because I won't. I don't put toxins of shocking proportions on my hands called sanitizers. 75 brands said to be dangerous with possible loss of eyesight and even death by the Food and Drug Administration. I don't do any of that. So as the walls come in, because what they're doing, Alex, here is where there's pushback, then they're reacting to the pushback. So, for instance, the fines now for not wearing a mask, for not self-isolating when someone you passed briefly test positive in a test, not even testing for the virus, the RT-PCR test.
Sure, it's a fraud to let the left pick who they want to take away to quarantine and get us used to authorities coming and taking us away. They admit that. That's what the UN admits. This is a giant leap forward for tyranny. This is a huge step. This is their big move, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And what they're doing in this country now has just been announced. And by the way, this is not passing through Parliament, having a debate. We've got no Parliament. Parliamentary democracy in Britain is finished, gone. There is no opposition. There's just Johnson announcing on behalf of the dark suits that control him, this is what's going to happen next. And now they're changing the law to issue fines for not self-isolating when they tell you you should. That would destroy financially most families.
Let's talk about what the end game is. It isn't just the social credit score, the digital app tracking. They admit at the Davos, the giant reset is to destroy all economies, kill the old people, consolidate control, starve the third world, which is already happening. So that's what I think we should do is get in the face of the so-called left and explain. The UN itself that helped launch this goes, oh, give us billions, tens of millions are starving to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown.
Well, just a topical thing you mentioned there in terms of Britain, because what they did, and they've done this around the world, what they did in Britain is they moved people, old people, out of hospital and they put them in care homes. And then they would designate the care homes as being infected by COVID.
Same thing in India, same thing in the EU, in Italy, same thing in the US. It's all directed by the spider.
And then what they would then do, as they've done everywhere, is once that care home is said to be infected with this virus, they claim, then all other treatment stopped. Antibiotics for other things, it all stopped. And tens of thousands of people in a relatively small country like Britain, old people, have died as a result of all this. Now, the topical thing is, there's now an article in a newspaper which is saying that they're actually planning to do exactly the same again and move old people out of hospitals into care homes, because this is all part of the culling of the older population. We've talked about this going way back, that this was the plan, and they're using this as they are so many boxes they're ticking on their agenda as a result of current events. And it's dawning on people. And I think, you know, a lot of the wake up is, it took a while for the penny to drop of the scale of evil that we're dealing with that has no empathy whatsoever. But also that how the world that they thought existed actually didn't exist at all.
It was just a facade for
something else. Exactly. But what's happening now, because it's got so extreme, because it's been going on for so long.
Well, you said on my broadcast 25 years ago, there will become a time of emergence. You said there will be a global awakening in 2016, but they'll strike back in 2020, but humanity will win in the future after that. I know you were just streaming consciousness then, but you wrote articles saying that. You did predict it. I mean, that's even better than my predictions, buddy.
Well, the thing is that I said a long time ago that this is going to have to get really bad before we can turn it around, because we have to go a long way down the road to where they want to go, to the point where, my God, are we there now or what? Where what they've been doing under the radar, manipulating under the radar, breaks the surface where it can be seen. And it has to at some point. It had to. If you want to transform society, then at some point you break the surface and society is transformed. At that point, people who were in denial of this, what we were putting out, you know, this is what's coming, suddenly can't deny it anymore. I mean, still vast numbers of people do, because, you know, they'll do it till their knuckles turn white. They just don't want to face it. But the numbers that are fantastic and compared with what they were before. The thing is, though, Alex, this is the thing, and this is why Saturday in Trafalgar Square was so fantastic, and the one before that I was at, is that we've got to go now from people seeing it, and that's a very, very large number of people worldwide now.
People doing
to it. Ceasing to engage with it. Because what people, I think, you know, need to grasp is that if you think it's bad now, it's nowhere near it's meant to go. So when are we going to draw the line and
stop? That's right. Your submission only makes it worse, because they all trained to submit, things are okay. No, now you submit, you're in the net, you're destroyed.
Yeah, because look at how fascism comes in. Fascism doesn't come in because of the people in Trafalgar Square who are looking fascism in the face and calling it out. Fascism comes in because of all the members of massive swathes of the population that just obey authority. Look at Nazi Germany. A lot of people in Nazi Germany wouldn't have wanted Nazi Germany as it became.
David, stay there. We're going to start the last 30 minutes with you. Amazing. So glad you're here with us. I want to talk about what's coming up next, what you predict next, another rally. We have more rallies in America. We'll be right back with David Icke. Stay with us.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down to their heroes. And, oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at InfoWars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So make no mistake, there is a global awakening. We're in the fight of our lives. David Icke's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. David, I got to ask 100 questions, and I've got 100 questions, but just get back into your stream of consciousness, and then I've got a bunch of questions in the next segment about where this is going, what you think is going to unfold next, how you think the globalists are handling things. Looks to me like things aren't going the way they want. It looks like they're getting more pushback than they thought, but just what do you want to get back to right now?
Well, like I was saying before the break, Alex, you know, where Nazi Germany ended up was not where I would suspect most Germans, members of the German public wanted it to go, but it was done incrementally, and they agreed to each new increment in the what I call the totalitarian tiptoe to where it ended up. And it was in acquiescing to those early increments, which became more extreme increments, that transformed Germany into what it became. And what we're seeing now in country after country and globally is exactly that process. Three types of people allow fascism. One, the great majority that just do whatever they're told without question. Because that's what they've been programmed all their life to do, just obey authority. It starts in the schools, obey the teacher. It's all manipulated all the way through your life to just obey authority by reflex action. Then there's the people that can see it's a problem. They can see it's a scam. They can see it's very dark. But they are in fear of the consequences of ceasing to acquiesce with it. And then you've got the third group, which is law enforcement. And law enforcement is manipulated. And indeed, in terms of the people we saw with the batons on Saturday, recruited specifically because they are psychopaths, that's how those riot police are put together. They recruit psychopaths and people who have no sense of moderation and balance. They just go in there and smack people. But the law enforcement in general, and there are some many good, decent people in law enforcement just trying to do their job. But once they allow themselves to become unquestioning agents and assets of the state, no matter what the state demands, then they become agents of fascism. That's how fascism comes in. And surely, if they are there to protect the people, then a fundamental part of that is to protect the people from government and to protect the people from tyranny. And I do urge law enforcement and the military to just think of this. You know, you've got children and grandchildren, and they're going to have to live in the fascism that you're helping to enforce and to bring in. And when you leave the police, you are going to be subject to that as well. And there's no going back then. It will be too extreme. So these three groups of people, the yes sirs, as I call them, the people who say, I can see it, but I don't do anything about it, and law enforcement, they're the three groups that allow fascism to come in. Then there's another group, which we are all working so hard to make bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, Saturday was fantastic, are those that say, I can see it's a scam. I can see it's about destroying my freedom and my kids' freedom. I'm not having it. No, I'm not doing your mask. No, I'm not doing your rules and regulations to take my freedom away. I'm not having it. I am not obeying and acquiescing with my own enslavement. And they are the people who bring fascism to an end. Because if you think about it, Alex, the thing that breaks every single tyranny.
Hold on. Tell us that when we come back. 60-second break. The thing that breaks every single tyranny. David Icke is always on fire, but he is on fire, on fire, on fire. Tell everybody you know how to tune in right now on your email, on your text message, word of mouth, infowars.com/show, band.video, The Alex Jones Show. Send the link out. Tell folks with local radio stations. Back in 60 seconds.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Star. Zero excitement meeting a member of the Senate. No excitement meeting some rock star. I can care less, but I get excited talking to David Icke. I get excited talking to you, the callers and listeners. I get excited talking to nurses that shoot video of how the people test non-positive, but they put a tube down their lungs and kill them. And that woman's a hero exposing that. I get excited about the future and resisting tyranny and building a better world. It's always that tiny minority that first stands up and says no, and then others follow. But we are at such a critical time. David Knight does a great job weekday mornings. Owen Schroyer does an amazing job with the War Room. We're doing weeknights 7 to 9 with Deanna Lorraine and other great hosts. The special transmission where we lay it all out with the election countdown 7 to 9. Tomorrow we're going to have live coverage of the big debates. We're just going to go live from 8 a.m. till basically like 11 or 12 at night. We'll cover the debate 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 9 Eastern between Trump and, of course, Joe Biden. And I'm going to get David Icke's take on that in just a moment. But before we went to break, if you just joined us, he was talking about what stops tyranny, what the real brick wall to tyranny is. Please continue, David Icke.
Yeah. What has broken every tyranny in history is self-respect. That's what does it. It's self-respect, because self-respect says, I'm not having it. I'm not being told what to do by people who are simply telling me that I have to hand all my freedom to them. I'm not doing it. And what self-respect does is it invokes the power of no every time. Because self-respect says, what? Wear a face diaper? Are you having a laugh? No way. Put it on the kids? No way. Self-respect. What they're doing is targeting human self-respect. And the mask is a big thing in that, you know. because they are dehumanizing people. They are deleting.
It's an archetype. It's a burqa. It's a muzzle. Yeah. It's a sign of slavery. It takes away your individuality.
Exactly what it does. It's dehumanization. And you know, just a quick one. I did a hell of a lot of research years ago, over many, many years, about MK Ultra and that massive government mind control, military mind control operation in the United States, which is still going on under other names, of course. And I was talking to someone that was that was held in captivity and all that, and her daughter was born in captivity. In the MK Ultra program, and she said that her daughter was forced to wear a mask from the age of 2 as part of her perceptual psychological.
You interviewed that lady like 25 years ago, and she said, "I'm going back from the interview." Didn't she say their plan is to have everybody wear a mask? There was even a big novel written like 70 years ago predicting a future where we all wear a mask.
Yeah, and look at another, well, the ongoing MK Ultra. Michael Jackson was in those programs that followed MK Ultra. And look at what he did. He had that period. Do you remember when he was always wearing a mask? It's a tremendous symbol of dehumanization and deindividualization. And also it divides people. And like I said in the speech in Trafalgar Square, this symbol of the mask is something that we can use in a positive way too, because it is a blatant, obvious symbol of our enslavement. So if you want to express your freedom in the face of fascism, then take your bloody mask off. All over the world, take your mask off. Even if you believe in the bloody virus.
By the way, I've noticed the poorer the area of Austin I'm in, the more masks are worn. You go to rich areas, nobody's wearing a mask. You go to really poor areas, they're all wearing them.
Yeah, but what self-respect says is I'm not wearing a mask. Don't be stupid. I'm not staying in me home because you say so. Mr. Dark Suit,
clearly,
not doing
well, then let's pull back. All the check boxes they want to check off. Digital society, locking people down, able to come and arrest people, disappear them if they want. Now in Canada, now in Australia, now in the U.S., in key areas where the globalists are in control, they're now disappearing people that refuse to do a test. They're coming to the doors of people in Houston, Atlanta, Georgia. Give me a blood test. They're intimidating. I mean, clearly they want the cover to start arresting people. What's really behind this? Not just shutting off economies. Where are they going with this? Because they say they're never going to end it. I mean, once they get you in a trap, they're habituating this forever.
Oh, this is the whole point, Alex. This is the whole point that I'm working every day to get across to people. That, hey, don't think this is going to end. Unless we end it, it's by non-acquiescence on a mass scale. It's not going to end. It's a process. You know, where we are is where we are. It's not where it's meant to end. Where it's meant to end is the total and utter subjugation of humanity, where AI is connected to the human brain to become the human mind, where the human mind as we've known it is basically deleted, and where everything 24/7 is totally controlled under total surveillance, and in the end, even the human form as we know it is being transitioned into something else.
Like, let's talk about that. You pioneered exposing this, but every ancient culture recognized it. The Bible says that there's an alien force marooned on the planet. It wants to destroy us, take us over, use us. I mean, clearly now that's not even debated. Now all the big globalists, Elon Musk, all of them say, oh, no, we're in a hologram controlled by entities. I mean, I don't know anybody that really says they're an atheist anymore. They all understand this is part of something bigger. But why are they obsessed with taking us out of our natural environment and turning us into robots? Are they threatened by the individual consciousness?
Well, yes, they are. Absolutely, they're threatened. And more than threatened by individual consciousness, they're threatened totally and utterly by expanded levels of consciousness that take us in our perceptions and our insights and our awareness out of their bubble, their frequency bubble, which they've actually...
Exactly. First, we have to be individuals, but then we can expand to higher levels, and then we actually become a collective.
Yeah, but, you know, from where I'm coming from, we're all points of attention in one infinite flow of consciousness, which some people call God, call it what you like. It's an infinite flow of consciousness, and we're all an expression of it. But we're an individual, unique expression of it. So the connection, we are all each other, and the individuality is absolutely not incompatible. It's they're just expressions of the same thing.
And their system seeks to manipulate the fact that we are communal to go into a false communal kind of prison it's built that isn't even us, where we then accept their frequency and enslave ourselves to something that's a counterfeit?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're creating this smart grid. And Musk is right at the center of it. That guy should be in jail with a key thrown mid-Atlantic, along with Gates and all the others. What they're doing is they're creating this smart grid, which is what? It's a frequency grid. It's a frequency grid generated technologically. That's why they're putting all the satellites up, putting 5G, beaming 5G at the Earth. They're creating what I've been calling since the 1990s. I won't call the smart grid then. I called it the technological sub-reality. And then they want to attach us, that level of us that we call the human level of self, they want to attach us to that grid. This is what all the AI connected to the human mind is all about with Kurzweil and Silicon Valley, so that we are then technologically disconnected from expanded levels of consciousness. And we just basically live our lives in a bubble in which we won't be human in the sense that we perceive human. So that's what they want. And to go back to your question, why do they want to make us cyborgs? Well, here's something, because that's what they are. They are assimilating humanity into themselves. We are talking about an artificial intelligence that's actually behind this, or what we call artificial intelligence. It's much deeper than that. And so,
Come off so inauthentic? You can instantly see them, that, like, they don't look real. There's something off.
Well, this is the point, Alex. If I did something on this computer, would the computer say, "Oh, hold on a minute, that's a bit extreme, isn't it? What about the effects of people of that? Where's your empathy?" The computer ain't going to do that. Just processes the information. And that's what these people are. This is what Gates is. This is what all these people are.
Stay there. Final segment, David Icke. Amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's got to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet
thing till they got a hold. All right, we really appreciate David Icke joining us on short notice after that incredible Saturday rally that was attacked by paramilitary thugs. Classical tyranny is here upon us. He was getting into how these psychopaths, these sociopaths operate like robots. Finishing up with that, then I just want to get into what you predict comes next. We saw with the Brexit that when they tried to suppress people and suppress their vote, it made the Brits turn against it. Now Boris Johnson has come in and betrayed people. Even Nigel Farage that backed him calls him a dictator, says he's horrible. So I'm predicting watching this that as long as we keep resisting and saying no, that this is going to cause a bigger resistance. David Icke, take which point you'd like first.
Yeah, well, I just want to finish that other point. You see, I refer to these people as psychopaths. And what is a psychopath? A psychopath has no empathy, has no remorse, has no compassion. And what am I describing? I'm describing a computer. A computer has no empathy, it has no compassion, it has no remorse, it just processes information. This is what these people are. And when I look at Bill Gates, I see no human energy, I see no human life, I see no human sparkle in his eyes. I see a cyborg. And what I would say, like an AI, but what I would say is very important to emphasize is when I use terms like, you know, they're a form of AI and that they're a form of non-human kind of technology, I'm not talking about technology that we know about. I'm not talking about AI that we know about. It's far, far more.
Sure, it's obviously an interdimensional imprint, yeah. A transmission that they're dialed into. As you state, they're genetically resonating with it.
Yeah, but this is the point. Because they are not consciousness in the way that humans are consciousness, they can't get out there to the great beyond of inspired insight and knowing and awareness, etc. They have to manipulate us who can to build our own prison.
By the way, here's an example. A bunch of top scientists, David, came to Bill Gates and others and said, phones, smartphones will be the future. And Gates didn't believe it and blocked it. And it shows like some of these top guys are like super stupid, I'm told, when you really actually talk to them. And people say they're like robots. They do the same thing every day in the same order. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. They're not free flowing consciousness. They are a very, very, my God, beyond anything we can imagine in the human world now, a very, very advanced form of AI. This is why they have no compassion and they have no empathy and why they're psychopaths. And this is why they have no emotional consequence for anything they do. Therefore, there's no fail-safe mechanism of human behavior, which is empathy. They don't have that. So you look at Gates, he has been majorly involved in orchestrating the last few months of this fake pandemic, which has created death, destruction, and human catastrophe all over the world. He wants to use that to vaccinate every man, woman, and child with vaccine contents that in part, first of all, it's going to have a sterilization.
Well, that's what I was going with next. We have the mRNA that isn't a regular vaccine, goes in and reprograms the body, and they admit makes you GMO, and they admit makes almost everybody sick. What the hell's going on there?
Well, the idea of the Gates vaccine, part of it is a sterilization kind of operation, because they want the end of humans, say human 1.0. what we have now. They want an end to that. So they don't want procreation of that because they want to end it. They want to go to humans 2.0, which is an expression of this big emerging scientific discipline now called synthetic biology. That's what these people are. They're synthetic biology. Because to these people, I've been writing about this for decades.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. Just like all the GMO companies make a seed that grows a plant that doesn't make new seeds, that's not even really what the plant was. So nothing can continue to regenerate. It's got to come out of a corporate system. They want to play God.
Yeah. Biology to these people is a form of technology. And they manipulate it on the basis of that. And so what you are looking at with this vaccine, this is why they want it in every man, woman, and child on the planet, are nanobots, self-replicating nanobots to change the nature of the human body. And in the end, procreation will be done technologically, in a laboratory, if you like, just as Aldous Huxley described in Brave New World in the 1930s. And to do that, they want an end to human 1.0. So what they're doing in this vaccine is meeting two of those criteria. One, stopping the procreation through sterilization agents. I mean, this is why sperm counts are absolutely plummeting, especially in the West. Absolutely. And on the other side, these self-replicating nanobots, which are in a gel, which is well talked about by people who've been on the inside. And that's to transform the body.
I remember you interviewed people 20 something years ago that said they would put gel on them that would go into their body.
Yeah. Well, this is what people from the inside, people who've worked inside FEMA and others.
Out in the open.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, because you can read scientific papers on it about the properties. But you look at the vaccine, you look at it, the DNA manipulating nature of the actual way the vaccine is inserted into the cell, and you put all this together. And what I'm describing is becoming now, in your face. As they move us more and more to this synthetic biological human, what are they doing? They're moving us closer and closer to what they are. Biological.
Exactly. They are ending humanity. They are terraforming us into their planet.
Yeah. It's what I've been calling it for decades, the assimilation. Now, we don't have to do that because we have to be manipulated into building our own prison.
Let's just stop there. We're literally not hypothetical now. We are now being openly assimilated. The Wall Street Journal, NBC says the end of humanity. We're going to make you be a cyborg. It's for the earth. Carbon's bad. They're saying what we are is bad. Total fraud. Yeah. This is so heavy. So now it's gone from total denial below the surface to out in the open. This is going to be one incredible time to be alive, David.
Yeah, because what happens is, you see, when you are manipulating below the surface under the radar, you can say, this is a load of rubbish. That's a conspiracy theory. But when it comes and we're there, where it has to break the surface and become a part of life that people could see, you go from hiding it to selling it. And so now they're selling it. Oh, this is the great new human. Oh, this will save the world. You'll be like the gods. And this is why. As I make the point very, very strongly in my new book, The Answer, that what is being...
By the way, David, you agree. I only wanted you for 30 because I know you're busy. You ended up doing an hour. Do a three-minute break. Come back. Talk about the books. We ran out of time. And then and tell us when you think the next demonstration's coming and what you expect's going to happen there. Because I'm going to call for a demonstration at the Texas Capitol just in solidarity with what you're doing, what Germany's doing, what Japan's doing, what Australia's doing. We've got to do it this Saturday. We need big numbers out there. So David Icke's very gracious, DavidIcke.com. Find his book, The Answer, at DavidIcke.com. Or come back and put bookends on this.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control.
But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Icke is our guest. He leaves us in a few minutes. Then Paul Joseph Watson's coming on. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas got total proof of election fraud with Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. It's all coming up. But David, get into your new book. It's excellent. I've read it. The Answer. My wife's read it. This Saturday we were in the backyard playing with my 3-year-old daughter, and my older kids were off doing things with their friends, and was kind of in the morning. And we watched her speech after it had been live, and then we saw the articles about the attacks, and my wife saw the Billy Club attacks and all that, couldn't find out what happened. And she was there at night still trying to find out what happened, really, really upset. See, that's a normal human behavior, because she understands they're coming for her. They're coming for our daughter. They're coming for us. And the empathy these psychos don't have is a group defense for all of us, that we see something happening to somebody else. We understand that can happen to us. But these psychos wear it as a badge of honor. And these sociopaths, that they don't have that. And I know a lot of that's genetic, but now they're proving that more young people are either becoming more empathetic or less empathetic. And it's very, 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 very dangerous. But still, the psychos and sociopaths are able to manipulate some of the empathic people, some of the empathetic people with false systems. So that's a whole nother, discussion. How do those of us that have empathy not be manipulated by the system? But with things accelerating as fast as they are, tell us about the book and closing comments about the moment and the history that we're coming into, because there'll be no more time for denial now. Folks are going to be forced to choose a side.
Well, in terms of the manipulation of empathy, I have a phrase I've been using for a long time. There's nothing more manipulatable than genuineness that isn't streetwise. And we have to have streetwise empathy. And realizing when our emotions are being manipulated and our natural empathy is being used against us, where we are brought into empathy so that we act and behave in ways that suit the agenda. So for instance, we've had, and I'm sure it will happen again, we had through the summer months and the spring, people on the streets of Britain every week clapping the National Health Service out of empathy for the wonderful people and what they were doing in these war zone hospitals. Well, the war zone hospitals were bloody empty. There's an example of the manipulation of empathy.
Stay in your house while meanwhile it's all a fraud and they're killing the third world.
Yeah. So you've got to be streetwise. To get streetwise, you've got to get informed. And to get informed, you've got to stop getting your information, thus your perceptions, thus your behavior, from the mainstream media, which is owned by the people that are manipulating.
And part of being streetwise is admitting when you've been chumped. When I've been scammed, I admit it. I warn others. What I notice with amateurs, people that never grow, is they never want to admit when they've been conned.
Well, this is the point, you know. We're dealing with people. They may be sick. They may be evil. And in the greater expansion of consciousness, they may actually not be very bright. But what they're brilliant at is manipulating perception. And that means scamming people's perception. And, you know, instead of saying, oh, I don't want to admit I've been deceived. Oh, God, I feel such an idiot. Instead, be empowered by it. Hey, fantastic. Because now I'm aware I'm not going to be scammed anymore. My life has moved on. And we have to move, Alex, I would suggest, from the great number of people now worldwide who are starting to see it, not least through their own experience, to not just seeing it, but crossing the road and not even fighting it, but ceasing to engage with it, ceasing to obey it, seeking to cooperate.
That's what my wife and I do now, and Owen Schroyer does it. We just ignore them in stores and restaurants that tell us, put masks on, do it. We just ignore them. They usually just go away.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I mean, if they want to fine me for not wearing a mask, well, they can do that. But I'm not paying it. And that's why, you know, I'm going to look them in the eye eventually. And I think it's very important, Alex, you know, that those people in the alternative media that say this is what people should do actually do it themselves. You know, we should not just say, oh, this is the way. We should show the way by not doing it. So I won't do any of the things that when I say to people, you know, just don't acquiesce with this. I'm not acquiescing and I won't. I absolutely won't. And, you know, when I see people in the alternative media who, say, oh, this is terrible. That's terrible. And then they go into a shop in a mask on. I mean, you know, where are we going with this? What are you doing? You know, and the more people that, come behind, us in this, the power of no, eventually, although the pioneers might have consequences,
David's Skype just broke up. Let's see if we can reconnect with him so we can finish. Here's the problem. I was about to bring this up. If we don't say no, the new thing is getting beat up by people on the street. I was out at the Greenbelt flying this Saturday, the drone, with a speaker warning people, and most people were shaking their hand, but we had women saying, F you, we're heroes. A guy threatened to kick our ass. And once they're trained, as David said, with successful approximation to make you wear a mask, then it's make you have an inoculation, take you out of your house, which they now admit's the plan. I mean, we know their plan. Now we have the documents that are on Infowars.com where the Chinese government with the UN orchestrated all of this. So really what David Icke's saying is the answer is finding your power and saying no to the system and not going along with it, because this is very, very, very serious time to be alive. I appreciate David Icke giving us so much time. His book is The Answer, and I've read it. It's excellent. My wife's read it, and David knows what he's talking about. And when you finally come to grips with this is an alien force, call it wherever it came from, whatever it is, whatever it, I mean, it wants to destroy us. It wants to get rid of our humanity, and Bill Gates has this mRNA vaccine that they admit makes everybody sick, that changes your DNA, that goes into your cell and reprograms you. And really, this is the chickens coming home to roost. Okay. Tell David, thank you so much. That was as good a place in it as any. He did a great job. If you do get him back on, if not, email him and tell him thank you very much. Really admire everybody that went out to that demonstration in England, the 800,000+ that showed up repeatedly in multiple demonstrations were almost 1 million each in Berlin. The Germans have been under tyranny. They get it. And this is total tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute abject evil. You can see David's full 20-minute speech at band.video. It's being pulled down off YouTube. Because, again, YouTube says they follow the UN, and that's run by the Chinese government, that you're not allowed to criticize lockdowns. Remember early on, all the different Facebook groups in the U.S. organizing lockdown protests were being banned? Just think about how crazy that is. We cannot fail, David Icke. And his September 26th speech, that's what it's titled, band.video. And listen, I know, listeners, I know I'm like a parrot up here. Share the link, share the links, share the links. you know what's going on. So you have a reverse osmosis thing where you kind of just think everybody else knows because you know. No, they don't know. But they're ready to hear the truth now. And they're ready to understand what's going on now. And they're ready to take action now. So there's hundreds of new videos every day. I guess on a slow day, like a Saturday, maybe 10 new videos. On a Sunday, about 20 new videos. On a weekday, there's probably 100 videos posted to Bandai Video. And the average video probably gets about 50,000 views. That's great. Some of the videos get 2 or 3 million views. But we don't make money off that. There's not advertisements from third parties on the site. I just think about minds we're reaching, people we're getting to, and how great it is. Now we take the money that comes in from your purchases of the products. And we plan. Oh, David's back. We got 44 seconds. David, sorry, your Skype cut out. We love you. Closing comment, my friend.
Yeah, just saying, you know, this is the time for backbone and not compromising with tyranny, because that's how we got into this mess. And as I was saying, I don't exactly know when we're cut out, but if your bottom line is I'm not doing A, B, or C, you'll find a way to live your life without doing it, even though initially you might say, well, I've got to do it because. But when you say I'm not doing it, end of story, then you live your life in a way that will get around it.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine, documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means or the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided there's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public, but I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, They're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wake up. The games are over. Now everything's going to move very, very quick. Alex Jones back live here. James O'Keefe coming up. Project Veritas with all his incredible information. And Paul Joseph Watson as well. David Icke's been very gracious after being on the island there and then going back to his home, another island off the coast of England. And his Skype broke down. We had about 5 minutes getting him back, but he's here. David, you were hitting that critical point when you cut out about critical mass. And I think people finally get, before complying, the system would move on. Now complying means you're going to have to give your humanity up and literally starve to death. I mean, people now get, wow, this is really authoritarian. History's repeating itself, and there is a big wake up. So please continue.
Well, one of the reasons history is repeating itself, Alex, is because the same cult that's behind the pandemic hoax and all these other aspects of the global agenda were the same force behind Nazi Germany, the same force behind the Mao Revolution in China, the same force behind the Stalin era in Russia. This is the game plan. And what they're doing now is simply using the techniques of tyranny that they've used in countries and areas of the world, and they're going global. So this is what's happening. So the techniques are familiar to anyone who's lived in a totalitarian state, except now the world is supposed to become a totalitarian state. But, you know, a few can't control the many without the compromising of self-respect by the many. And I keep coming back to self-respect. And what I was saying earlier, I don't know, you know, what's got across and what hasn't in terms of the dropout of Skype, but you can either look at a situation and you can say, well, I have to do this, which I don't want to do, and I know it's part of the agenda because of circumstances. Now, that's a way. And what you'll do is you'll say, well, I don't want to do it, but I've got to do it. Or you can say, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. Like I've said, I'm not doing any of this stuff. And what happens then is your life forms in a different way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And you find a way around it. You find a way of doing something that you thought you would have to do because of your circumstances.
And have you not found those are the most exhilarating, most delicious points in history in your life?
And you change your circumstances and suddenly you realize, well, actually, I don't have to do that, do I? Like, you don't have to send your kids to school to wear masks all day and fundamentally damage their health, which they're going to call COVID-19. You can actually, if you say no, that's out of the game. That's out of the debate. That's not happening. You find a way of
so you're saying it's time to draw the line in the sand. Things only get worse submitting. Time to draw the line.
I mean, people, how bad does it have to get before that line is drawn? You know, and it's only going to get worse and worse.
Well, David, imagine this and briefly say where you see it going, because I know you're dead on. But just imagine if I had you on 10 years ago and you said they'll have a fake virus. They'll lock down. We're all wearing masks for 8-9 months. They say it's unlimited. Bill Gates has a vaccine that goes in and changes your whole body and makes you GMO and makes everybody sick, they admit. And it's going to be in the Associated Press that their polio shot is the number one cause of polio. I mean, now they've gone to the point, as you said, of just upfront going like a cigarette pack. By the way, this is going to kill you. They're not even going to try to deny it anymore. That's even more scary. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, because they've reached the point where they can't credibly deny it, because they've broken the surface. They've entered the room. They've entered the ring. And that's a very dangerous time for them. because people who could just deny this stuff, oh, that's conspiracy crap, all that stuff. They can't now because it's in the face. And we've got to reach this point where people in large, large numbers just have the courage to cross the street and don't just see it, but cease to cooperate.
No, I agree, but let me just say this in closing. I get you call it courage, and that's what it is for trailblazers like yourself and others, but this is self-preservation. You got to have courage, dumb courage, to sit here and be a slave and be sterilized and basically slow-killed. To me, it's self-preservation to say, damn it, I don't have a chance. I'm cornered. I'm going to fight.
It's exactly what it is. And you know, courage is overcoming fear. If you don't have fear, you don't need courage. See, I don't feel courageous at taking the system on so publicly. I don't feel courageous. My self-respect ain't having it. I don't need courage. My self-respect is saying, I'm not doing it. You are not going to impose your will on me in that way. Therefore, I'm not having it. And what happens, happens. But that's my line. I'm not having it. And, you know, imagine you saw the morons come in with their batons, and there were 45,000 people there, right? But they didn't take on the 45,000. Oh, no, because they couldn't. They took on a small group in the speakers area. Now imagine there's 250,000 there on Saturday.
And let's just say it. There comes a time, and I'm glad I'm not saying it's now, that 45,000 could have torn those men limb from limb and then stormed the government buildings and would have won. So they know we have the power. That's why they picked a small group to exercise their power.
Yeah. But so they don't want to take on the 45,000. They'll take on a small area to stop the event, which is where the speakers were. But, you know, we don't need, violence. We don't need any of this stuff. We just need not to cooperate.
I agree. Don't you agree that this is going to trigger an even bigger event? And that's the closing question. Bigger event. Well, I see 500,000, not 40,000. I think the next event is going to be earth shattering.
Well, that's where we need to go. The more the extremes come in, and of course, what's happening now is these so-called furlough payments, where they've bought people's acquiescence through this period up to now when they've been laid off or not been able to work. They're coming to an end in countries all around the world, not least in Britain. And so people are going to be in great financial straits, and that's going to, concentrate their minds. And they're the numbers we need. When you're dealing in hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people, the game's over. And that, the numbers are there. The numbers are there in people that can see it. Now we need the numbers there.
Now,
in people.
All of us have to not just talk. We got to walk the walk. And in closing, you agree with me that this is not going like Bill Gates and his controllers wanted. It's not going well for them.
No, it's not, because of the information that we've been able to get out, even despite all the censorship, which makes far more sense of people's actual personal experience than what they're being told by government. And, you know, I would say that, you know, the people from the cult that will be watching this, you know, look me in the eye, right? You think you've won. You think you are just heading for the finish line. You ain't. This is only just begun. And when humanity not just speaks but roars, and that it will do with the numbers, then you'll see that just as you thought you were there, it was snatched from you.
Well, David Icke, watching you in that great crowd and watching what's happening in Germany is very, very satisfying. I'm very honored to know you. DavidIcke.com, the new book, The Answer. People should get it. I'm very, very honored to have you. Very, very honored for the work of all the people out there. And it's great to be with you in solidarity. Thank you, sir. And that was a perfect time for his Skype to freeze up right as I said bye-bye to him. Let's put that still shot of David Icke up there. That was perfect. Tell David thank you. Knocked it out of the park. Speaking of funding, the globalists want to make you under their control. This is the last day to get the best deals on storable food, water filtration, air filtration at preparewithalex.com. The way it works with my Patriots, we have their full catalog. They're in our back end. Get the best deals at InfoWarsStore.com on the big food bundles, the small food bundles, all of it. But on three items, a 3-month food supply, their highest quality water filtration system, and their air filtration system, you get $170 off, $100, $140 off. That deal was extended for a week. It's got to end today because they're getting low on the particular filter. I'm going to try to get them to do a big food bundle special soon. So if you're holding out for that, wait for that. But if you want to get that 3-month supply or the water filter right now, it is preparewithalex.com. And then separately, I've got to grab the folder here. We've got the Save InfoWars special. And look, I don't get up here and tell you that InfoWars is in peril if it's not true. And I'm not at liberty to get into it. The whole damn country's in peril. People say, oh, man, how are you doing? Let me tell you, folks, behind the scenes, this country's burning down right now. And I don't want to demoralize you. The enemy's doing this because we're waking up. They want to punish us. They want to make us turn against our common sense, turn against God, turn against our country, our families. But we need as much money as we can get in here because there's a very, very good chance that if Biden is able to steal his way into the election, I'm not saying it's a good chance he's going to win. I'm saying if he does, it's confirmed they've got a plan to turn everybody's bank accounts off that was pro-Trump. I mean, they're talking about millions of people. And we've already had this happen, so we know their plan. So I'm trying to sell everything we've got right now to have funds in reserve to stay on air during the key big battles to come for the next 6 months. Everybody talks about 35 days to election. It's 113 to inauguration. That's the finish line. 113 days.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, it starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. It's the evening of September 26, 2020. And I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter funded by Soros can run around and kill cops and burn things down and they're heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at InfoWars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Will you talk about a star-studded transmission? David Icke, Paul Joseph Watson, the head of Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, all right here, floating around in the InfoWars ocean. Turn it up for a minute.
It's just time to pay the price.
That's right. To pay the price. I didn't listen to advice because I have my policy of truth, which I love so much. You know, I used to lie all the time about little petty stuff, nothing serious, not business, not important things, but, you know, lie to the girlfriend, lie to the wife about how they look or how dinner is, if you don't get a problem. But instead, just get it all out in the open. And they can tell you what's wrong with you. We need to get a thicker skin, ladies and gentlemen. That's the answer to civilization and society. And not get pissed at somebody that's being truthful with us. Get pissed at people that are lying to us. That's who you got to worry about. But this whole liberal system is, oh, whatever you want to hear. Oh, it's all good as long as you submit to them. But there's lies in all of it, and they don't deliver anything. You end up alone and empty and destroyed following the left-hand path. Okay. Paul Joseph Watts is coming up, and James O'Keefe. And I've got so much news to cover here. And I started the broadcast with Nancy Pelosi and the Chi-Coms, and we'll cover it all with Paul in a moment. But I thought we should probably just air this. I should have started the show with this. Because Ilhan Omar is in a lot of trouble. These are people now confirmed to be part of her campaign, driving around bragging about how they're stealing the election and how they're getting their absentee ballot harvesting from all the old people, paying them to vote the way they want, obviously pimping them, threatening them, and then also getting the other mail-in ballots to run their scams. So here's just part of it. The full Project Veritas report is at Infowars.com. Big Tech hopes you don't share it because, you know, they said there's no such thing as election fraud, but here it is in action.
James O'Keefe here in downtown Minneapolis at the scene of the crime. The person you're about to meet, Levon Mohammed, a.k.a. King Levon One, boasts about the hundreds of absentee ballots in his car.
Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. What would you think? Gary, what absent ballots?
I got all of them. We're
going
to steal the election. My car is full. Look at these. Look. We got 300 today.
There was video. You can see the video. There was a video out and about that he has the ballots in his car.
Right.
And talking about the only way you can win is with money. I was looking at them and they were not filled. They were blank.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots? People who work with, like, Ilhan Omar. Where do they pay the money?
The minute we sign the thing, the election, that's what you get paid.
Money is everything. Money is the key in this world. If you ain't got money, you should not be here, period.
You have the ballot, you get the money from old people.
The country, yes. There's 3 towers called one tower.
Okay.
And it's all seniors, and they took every ballot.
Every ballot. They just
every
take them from
single
them.
Ballot. They knock on the door and say, your ballot's come get
it. Yeah, a lot of the Somalis are pissed at their crowd. They're like, what the hell?
No. And the ones that didn't vote on ballots, they
young either come into America to vote. They can't.
They were paying cash. They were carrying bags of money the last time we were here to drive people. So there's a vested interest, but we are victims of the system. They don't give a shit about any Somali.
2 in the morning, still hustling.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots?
People who work with, like, Ilhan Omar and other candidates work for them. They came to us to our apartments. They tell us that this year you're going to go for it. You don't go nowhere, you stay home, we will tell you to fill up. So you have to keep ballot. When it comes, we'll come and get it. You just don't go nowhere, you stay here. They say fill up for us.
By the way, Ilhan Omar comes from a major slave family that ran slavery in Somalia. She's royal slave master.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Central, we're going to have commercial free right into 10, 11 at night coverage of the debate. Myself, Yana Lorraine, Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, and so many others. Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London, England, the site of another huge rally against the lockdown. People looking through keyholes, police coming to houses for random inspections, apps rolling out. You got to have to go to restaurants or live your life. We predicted it all, but also a big article he wrote. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown to dominate their economic foes. The full paper is at tabletmag.com, China's global lockdown propaganda campaign with a bunch of computer researchers under a lawyer. They've done a great job showing how this works. It's absolutely huge. Paul Joseph Watson, thanks for joining us.
Good to be back, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first, the COVID lockdowns or the fact that China, working with the UN, have used it as an economic tool of domination?
I would lay the foundation, Alex, by citing a survey, which, again, has received basically no mainstream media attention, despite the fact that it's been out now for a good couple of months. And we're basically the only outlet to report on this from a media perspective. The headline was, "Survey: Americans think coronavirus has killed 30 million people in the U.S., 225 times higher than the actual figure." And this is not just Joe Biden, Alex, coming out with his verbal slip-ups. This is the effect of mainstream media hysteria over the past 6-7 months. We now have a situation where the average American, and whenever I start this study, people are like, oh, where's the study? It's linked in the article. It's right there. The average American thinks that coronavirus has killed 9% of the U.S. population. That's 30 million people. Okay. It's actually killed 205,000. But then when you take into account the CDC's own announcement, that only 6% of those deaths were solely due to COVID. Obviously, that's far less. But that just gives you a benchmark. That's how you can mirror. That's how you can measure just how terrified the population has been by this mainstream media hysteria, by this moral panic. Similar figures in Sweden, similar figures in the UK, similar figures all across the world. Generally, people think that 6-7% of their population has died from coronavirus, when we actually know it's, you know, in, depending on the country, 0.2% maybe. So the people have been completely terrified, not just by the news media, but also by the entertainment media, by this whole virtue signaling crusade of, you must wear a mask, you're a terrible person if you don't wear a mask. And then, Alex, it's also on the entertainment shows. It's on the light entertainment shows. So in the UK, for example, you have the main BBC news at 6 o'clock. You have the local news, which of course is a constant drumbeat of paranoia and hysteria about coronavirus. Then you have light entertainment shows after. And for the past 6 months, the main feature package of these light entertainment shows has been how anxious and terrified the general public is. So in one example, they had a couple of young people under the age of 25 as part of this feature on this light entertainment show. And it showed you them going out into the public, going out into the streets, and literally having panic attacks because they saw a group of more than two people.
So they're creating hysterical neurotics to go around and be the secret police who are under this total and complete mind control. And for people that are in areas like South Carolina or Georgia or, you know, rural areas of Texas, you're thinking, oh, that won't come here. Why do I care about England? What is in Australia? What is in Quebec City? What is in New York? What is in London? It's all coming here. This is globally run by the UN, by the Chi-Coms, by big corporations. This is their end game. Total takeover, shutting you down. You're in a prison. They admit it. I mean, Paul, this is out in the open now. They've really made their move.
Yeah, and it's completely coordinated. World Health Organization, World Bank, which, by the way, says this isn't going to end until 2025 when they've forced as many people to get the vaccine. And that's the point. If you accept the premise of the government being able to force you to wear a face mask, despite the fact that 97% of particles get through them, they're completely pointless. It's an act of submission. If you accept that, if you accept the app, the Trace and Track app, which is basically the entree to the social credit.
Which, let's be clear, though, a lot of restaurants and places are making people have in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Now, to get into a pub by law or a restaurant, you have to give your address, your full details for this app, which, again, is part of the social credit score for the West. China has openly segued this track and trace system into their existing social credit score. Now the social credit score, which was onerous and dictatorial and an invention of the regime of communist China, and that was really bad a year ago, and even the mainstream media admitted it. Oh, now suddenly that's good, and now that's the global standard. So you have to download the app, not only to travel, Alex, but to use a taxi. At the moment in the
and
UK,
now you have to take a face shot at yourself when you get in the Uber. So all the corporations are on board. This is a giant criminal, racketeering, organized crime, global power grab. Where is MI5? Where is Scotland Yard? Where is the FBI sitting there with their thumbs firmly up their you-know-whats? I mean, this is bad.
Yes, and obviously the final stage is the vaccine. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to use a taxi. You're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. And eventually you're not going to be able to buy food. It is the mark of the beast that we've been warning about for the past 2+ decades. And then you have the whole Stasi mentality, Alex. Of course, in the UK, we have a situation where they've put a curfew on the pubs, which means they all close at 10 p.m. And what we've seen over the past few days since that was introduced, everyone at 10 p.m. just spills out onto the streets and has a street party. So even if you believe their reason for introducing it, it's completely ineffective.
No, it's about economic power to shut down their competition and let box stores stay open.
Yeah, and it's about the Stasi state. Now, as you mentioned, we have literal COVID enforcer marshals peering into people's windows, looking through people's letterboxes. But again, there aren't enough of them to control 60-odd million people who live in the United Kingdom. So what does the government say? Literally came out and said, no, you need to start spying on your neighbors. And as we know how that works, even if people think they're enforcing these health dictates because they're good people, we know that in the vast majority of cases, the people who act like that, the curtain twitcher grassers, do so because either their lives are so pathetic and miserable that it gives them this sense of power, this sense of self-importance, or in many cases, it's because they hate their own neighbors because we've been so atomized and the threads of society have been pulled apart. We don't even talk to our own neighbors anymore.
And now they pay them to
any excuse.
Snitches get rewards, like L.A. said, literally going around looking through people's keyholes to make sure no one's inside. I mean, this is like archetypally ridiculous while the border is open and unlimited Muslims are brought in.
Oh, yeah, like record amounts of boat migrants coming in every single day on the south coast.
More come in now in a week than came in the previous year.
Yeah, despite the fact that right now we have the ongoing trial of the Manchester bomber who maimed and murdered dozens of kids at a concert.
And they never say they're
Islamic,
even though they screamed Allah Akbar.
Yeah, and he was brought in on a boat as a refugee, as were many of the Paris massacre terrorists. But no one cares about that. What's important is closing the pubs at 10 p.m. because apparently coronavirus has a curfew, has a bedtime, and it goes to bed at 10 p.m.
Well, we know what they're doing. People. Then it's going to be 6 o'clock. Then it's going to be it's all about apps that tell you when you can go outside when you can. Total AI, big tech, predatory. They helped China. Now big tech wants to rule us. They're the new aristocracy. But separation of powers, the founders talked about, if we can get the government to realize how they've been chumped by big tech and how big tech is taking over in absentia, we may be able to reverse it. Paul Joseph Watson, in one more segment with us, we'll break down what's happening. The laboratory, potato, tomato, is the UK and Australia, and now it's coming here. How do we stand against it? We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News. What a good-looking website. I want InfoWars to look that good. We're about to redesign InfoWars. Stay with us.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this. I know this. It's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy. Identify the enemy. Identify your enemy now. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England joins us. So, Paul, I mean, let's get right to it. Let's pull back and look at the big picture here, and then get into the minutia. Everything we've talked about has actually come true exactly like we said it would. So the system tried to censor us and others, but instead, you go to, like, any Joe Rogan video on other subjects, it's like, where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? I'm not trying to write myself into the story. It's true. I mean, I've got the White House calling me up, national talk show host calling me up, going, well, what's going to happen next, Jones? Only because our perspective's been correct watching the globalist, not what they put out in the media, but what their real agenda is. And so as the rest of people start looking at the world from our angle and realize that it was the real angle, it's not what we're even saying. They're just looking through the same keyhole we are. That's got to really scare the globalists because tyranny doesn't usually go well. Why do they think that they're going to get away with this, Paul?
Well, it's like you were saying during the break, Alex. They want to take as big a bite as possible and see how much they can swallow. Obviously, there's going to be mass resistance at some point, and it's already proving to be the case. This is the biggest imposition on liberty that the Western world has seen in modern times. It's completely draconian, but the downside to it from the UK perspective was that they did a poll last week and said that 62% of the population would support another lockdown. And it's like, we've already got a second lockdown in the UK because they're doing it all regionally while saying, oh, there's not a national lockdown. We just lock down every local region in the country.
Same thing they do here, yeah. And it's all under UN directives. Exactly. So we have to get back to the republic form of government. If 55% want to enslave the other 45, they don't have a right, Paul.
Precisely, and that's what the mask wearing is about, the eradication of individuality, which is what Orwell wrote about, which is what other dystopian authors wrote about 70, 80 years ago. In fact, I did an article on that. Author of dystopian classics predicted face masks to enforce conformity 90 years ago. And then George Orwell thought that was an author called Ernst Jünger in a book called The Worker, by the way, where he envisaged the entire population being forced to wear a mask to eliminate their individuality and enable them to be easier controlled by a central authoritarian state. And then you had the Orwell quote from 1984 where he calls the masses a nation of warriors and fanatics marching forward in perfect unity, all thinking the same thoughts and shouting the same slogans, 300 million people all with the same face. So if they can get people to look the same under threat of fines and imprisonment, far easier to control them and get them to think the same. Going back
well,
to
think
the
what it does
UK,
to children for their whole human development. We know that instincts are an archetypal genetic impression of events that happen. We've never seen, children have never been made to wear a mask. They've never been suffocated. They've never seen other humans wearing masks. This is a evolutionary attack. This is very scientific what they're doing.
And what's even more chilling about it is I see parents with their children going into restaurants and things like that. And it's like the father will forget or refuse to wash his hands with the hand sanitizer. And it'll be the kid who like drags the father back and demands that he do it. So obviously children are far more easily terrified. And yeah, for example, 86% increase in prescriptions of psychotropic drugs, and many
massive
of those will
increase
be
in suicide, third world dying. We know it's evil. We know it's a plan. You wanted to get into that. The universities in the U.S., the U.K., Australia are now prisons where they make you have tracking apps everywhere you go. You have to sit alone at the lunches. But now if you don't come to the lunch, you don't get food. I mean, they're literally Milgram experiment here.
Completely, yeah. And this is all based on the premise, by the way, that we're having a surge in coronavirus cases. Alex, they're testing 12 times more people than they tested in April at the height of the pandemic. So obviously you're going to get more cases. They tested a piece of fruit in Tanzania for coronavirus and it had coronavirus. So the hospitalization numbers, the death numbers have completely flatlined. But
that's
because
right.
They're doing 12.
You have an article at Summit.News. Students threatened with police action for displaying anti-lockdown signs. Help. They're in there locked in their rooms for months. Help. And they go, oh, you can't even do that. You pay to go to a prison. Because the left, I have the articles, admitted. They said, look, the Stanford and the Milgram experiments worked. People learning to be prisoners and to be guards. Let's just do it. And they did it. They're doing a giant Milgram experiment, Paul.
Yeah, this is across universities across the country, by the way. But in this case, Manchester Metropolitan University, they're literally posting signs outside their halls of residence saying, help me, let us out. Because they've been told they're not going to be able to leave. They've posted police and security guards at the gates of these residences, preventing them from physically leaving. The students are being told they're not going to be able to go home at Christmas to see their own families. They can't even go out and buy food because of this arbitrary new lockdown that they've been placed under. And then you talk about the students sitting alone at diners eating. They've been told that they have to sit alone at exam-style desks. They can't talk to anyone. There are security guards
and they don't get a choice of food. They don't get a choice of food. Even though there's a cafeteria, they're given what they're allowed to have. It's all a test. It's all to see what they'll put up with.
This is worse. At least if you're in a prison, you get to talk to the other inmates when you're eating or when you go out in the yard or whatever. They're literally being told to sit down. Oh, by the way, it's also happening in pubs, right? You have to wear a mask to go into a pub. When you sit down, you can take it off. If you stand up while you're at the table, some jobs were
same thing in the U.S. I went out to eat. My wife said, just wear the mask. We can get a dinner. I don't put it on going to the bathroom. They start yelling at me. I just ignored them. But I mean, yes, that's happening.
Yeah. Same thing with me. Literally in a restaurant, 3 feet to the door, went out the door to smoke a cigarette, came back in without the mask. And it's like they sat me down and had a serious, stern conversation with me. And again, most people don't want to enforce such ridiculous measures, but some people get off on that because their lives are pretty miserable.
And they're the idiots that are bringing in a total global financial collapse, Paul.
Yeah, which, by the way, China has now avoided because, as you've been talking about during the show, it's now confirmed what we already knew, that they had this army of bots going to all the Twitter threads of countries that were considering herd immunity, like Sweden, which did successfully, and the United Kingdom, which originally considered herd immunity, and rubbishing and savaging all those people, politicians also in the United States. So it was a coordinated, orchestrated propaganda campaign from the very top of the Communist Chinese Party to hoodwink the world into accepting draconian lockdowns, which China would then lift. And their economy would survive and ours would crumble, which is exactly what's happening.
Paul, I know you're with your parents. They came to visit and you've got a dinner is ready to eat. Let's go to break, though, since and then James O'Keefe's coming on halfway in the next segment. But since you mentioned this, that's what I wanted you on about, and I forgot that's why we went off on the other area. This huge report at Infowars.com, Summit.News, everyone should flood the White House with it. You went, and they've got the huge research paper showing all this. When I read it, we already knew all this, but it's all in one research paper. We've got to get this out. Do a few minutes on the other side on this so it goes mega viral, and then James O'Keefe is coming up. Paul Joseph Watson, okay. Summit.News, his beautiful, excellent site. We love it. We're trying to build a site just as good ourselves. Redoing InfoWars. It should be relaunched within a week. Yes, I just made that announcement. The new InfoWars is about to be born. Stay with us. 35 days to election. 113. 113 until inauguration. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19... which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number, because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me, because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, we are back live with Paul Joseph Watson, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who just knocked it out of the park, is going to be joining us coming up next segment. Briefly, we're going to do live coverage. I mean, 8 a.m., the show starts tomorrow at InfoWars. The verboten information you're not supposed to look at or share or check into. This is so accurate, so hardcore, and so truthful, and so God-based, family-based, red-blooded. But we've got live coverage tomorrow night, last hour of the War Room, and then I'll be hosting right through with Owen and Savannah Hernandez and all the rest of the great crew, Yana Lorraine. The first Trump versus Biden presidential debate. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. Central at band.video. InfoWars.com/show, and of course, all of our other great sites, which you probably add on that banner, 2020electioncenter.com, because if you try to send out band.video, Twitter blocks it, but 2020electioncenter.com, they don't. So remember that, my fellow InfoWarriors, if you want to win and defeat the globalists, they're counting on you, not realizing how important you are. But Paul, you wrote this big article this morning. I spent hours researching the white paper it's connected to, China's global lockdown propaganda campaign, their own admissions. Research shows deliberate Chinese propaganda campaign forced world into lockdown. Spend 4 or 5 minutes on how huge this is and what this signifies.
Okay, Alex. Well, the global lockdown, as we now know, has been the biggest imposition on human liberty, on human rights, indeed, in the entire modern era. Not just in terms of sacrificed liberties, but also in terms of sacrificed lives. All the top experts, who, by the way, get silenced immediately when they say this, have stated the fact, which is that the lockdown will cause exponentially more deaths than the coronavirus itself. We're talking about excess cancer deaths. We're talking about untreated TB infections. We're talking about the horrendous impact on mental health that this will have. We're talking about ruined relationships. We're talking about ruined economies, poverty, which, of course, directly leads to an exponential rise in deaths. And this all originated from, of course, Wuhan, China. And as many people rightly say, from the virology lab there in Wuhan, China, of course, where they were studying the horseshoe bat, which wasn't for sale in the Wuhan meat market. All the evidence suggests that it was leaked from that lab. But in the immediate aftermath of that, of course, we saw China impose the most draconian lockdown that we've seen across the world in Wuhan, in surrounding areas of Hubei province. Funnily enough, though, if you look at the death rates for China compared to the United States from coronavirus, quite the difference. China recorded officially 4,600 deaths from coronavirus, whereas the U.S. death toll currently stands at over 205,000. Now we have this research paper, which was published by Tablet Magazine, headline, "Research Shows Deliberate Chinese Propaganda Campaign Forced World into Lockdown," where attorney and researcher Michael P. Senger documents in extreme detail how the Chinese government launched an aggressive propaganda campaign to exaggerate the severity of coronavirus in order to force the rest of the world into a draconian lockdown that would serve to benefit Beijing. Now, he cites the videos that we all saw back in January. And by the way, some of us fell for this. I tweeted these videos too. Many other people did. Of people collapsing, hyperventilating, vomiting on the streets in China. Now, in hindsight, we know that that's not really what happens with coronavirus, but at the time it was very dramatic, it was very hysterical. Problem is, a lot of these videos turned out to be fake, including one that Senger cites where a guy is seen collapsing on the street, yet he immediately breaks the fall with his own arm, suggesting the collapse was staged. He writes that after tens of millions of people were confined to their homes during one of the most brutally enforced lockdowns in history, the CCP reported an exponential decline in coronavirus cases until March 19th, when they announced their lockdown had eliminated domestic cases entirely. So the World Health Organization, the World Bank, every major health authority in the West waxed lyrical about China's draconian response to COVID-19 because they thought it had been a whopping success. And they then began to mirror that approach. The problem being that China launched an aggressive propaganda campaign, and Senger documents this at length, to disparage any health authority, any Western leader, any government who was looking like they would go against the Chinese model and go for herd immunity. Now, we know for a fact that herd immunity was the way to go because we look at Sweden, which has a lower death rate than any other European country, which has come out of this with a better economy than any other European country. Sweden did not lock down. But Senger documents how Chinese bot accounts, armies of them, were instrumental in promoting early lockdowns in countries like Italy, while bombarding political figures who refused to order strict lockdowns, such as South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, with criticism and abuse. So they went after every leader politically and every country that suggested that they would go for herd immunity and reject this draconian social credit score Chinese lockdown. Of course, most governments chose that course. Most governments have completely ruined their economies, jobless numbers through the roof, untreated illnesses, untreated cancers, untreated TB infections. The cost of lockdown is going to be infinitely greater than the cost of coronavirus. And as Senga documents in this article, it was all planned from the very beginning via a massive, sophisticated propaganda campaign by the communist Chinese government, which has now come out of this. We saw pool parties in Wuhan weeks ago. No lockdown. It's all been lifted. Their economy's coming out of it just fine. Whereas in the West, we're still being pummeled by these insane measures which have ruined our economies, ruined lives in terms of personal relationships, killed exponentially excess amounts of people because of their untreated illnesses. And we're still in this situation today, but China is doing just fine. And they planned it from the very start.
That's Paul Joseph Watson live, teleprompter free, knocking out of the park. Thank you, my compadre. We love you and we appreciate you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex. Take care.
And we'll take that little 5 minutes where he just knocked out of the park, post it to band.video, only place you'll get that information to be able to share it. Or you can roll over the Chi-Coms and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, let them win. I don't think you want to. No, I think we're going to win together, aren't we? I can smell it. I can taste it. I can feel it. Maybe we should start the next segment with that You Belong in the City. Because that's what it really comes down to. It. It's our country. It's our world. We're building a pro-human future based on justice and freedom, not based on lies and propaganda and authoritarianism and what elitist group we're part of. This is a nightmare, and we're not going along with it. Separately, it is the final day of this biggest special ever on the already high-quality discounted storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the full catalog, 2-year supplies, 1-year supply, 6-month supply, 3-month supply, their readiness groups, their cook stoves, their water filtration, their air filtration, the full product line, lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. Except in the contract, we can only get their lowest price. They can only do specials, which they never do, with a special URL on their official site, my Patreon, which is preparewithalex.com, where you can get a 3-month supply and others with massive discounts already on the discounts you get as a promotional, preparewithalex.com. This is the last day, 13 hours, 17 minutes and 4 seconds as we are live right now at 1:42 Central. Later, this will be rebroadcast on a lot of stations. And by the way, this group cannot extend that sellout another day because the water filter, the big high-quality stainless steel water filter, the highest-rated gravity-filled filter is very low in its supply, and so they're going to have to end that special. We will be ending this special in 13 hours. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. There's also the InfoWars Emergency Election Sale Total Blowout, 30 to 60% off and free shipping. That's got to end soon on things like Winter Sun Plus for your immune system, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for immune system, Bodies, Turmeric, and, of course, DNA Force Plus. DNA Force is the key one to get. DNA Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day.
Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Ike, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided it's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public, but I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Keith here in downtown Minneapolis at the scene of the crime. The person you're about to meet, Liban Mohammed, a.k.a. King Liban 1, boasts about the hundreds of absentee ballots in his car.
There was video. You can see the video. There was a video out and about that he has the ballots in his car.
Right.
And talking about the only way you can win is with money. I was looking at them and they were not filled. They were blank.
Who is the one filling out the absentee ballots?
So
people who work with, like, Ilhan Omar. Where do they pay the money?
All right, the full report is at ProjectVeritas.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. And every time I think James O'Keefe, in the last 15 years of his work, 12 years, whatever it is, can be topped, he does it again. Very honored to have him for this segment. The next, James O'Keefe, you know, we know Ilhan Omar's dirty, but how you and your researchers did this again, so I was watching the full 15, 20-minute report, whatever it is, and you've just got dozens of people both doing it and those that are mad about it, them exploiting old people. You got Somalis who've witnessed it saying it's wrong. I mean, this is like, you don't see journalism like this on 60 Minutes anymore. You're doing it. The president's obviously responded, called for a criminal investigation 35 days out. They're catching them doing ballot harvesting all over the country. They're catching them mailing in the names of dead people everywhere. I mean, this is a concerted fraud that you've just
knocked it out of the park. You've got Ken Paxton in Texas, 130-something indictments for the similar thing. Wow, this is really painting a very clear picture right now. But just incredible job getting this done. How did you do it? Tell us what's unfolded and what's coming.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me on. This is a Somali insiders in Minneapolis, Ward 6 there in Minnesota. And these are people in the community who wore these cameras. Some of these are ballot harvesters on tape saying what they're doing. These tapes are obtained by these insiders. And Alex, this is the first time we've ever actually seen the incontrovertible evidence. We've heard hearsay. We've heard circumstantial evidence. But there you see it. It kind of speaks for itself. The guy is in the car bragging about having 300 ballots. It's a state crime to obtain more than 3 ballots. And there's also a federal crime involved because they're going around to the residential communities and they're coercing people and paying them and saying you must vote for Ilhan Omar and Jamal Osman.
I mean, is that not classic racketeering, not just civil rights violation, election fraud?
Well, it's a whole host of crimes. I got the crimes here. The jurisdiction is the U.S. 18 U.S.C. 597, 52 U.S.C. 10307. It's also a state and federal law regarding intimidation of voters. So, I don't know where the FBI is on this, Alex. I know that the director of the FBI said last week there is no voter fraud. So when the leader of the Bureau of Investigation is saying there's no evidence of something, maybe the FBI is more upset at me for exposing it. I don't know if they intend to actually do anything about this, but as long as nobody will do anything about it, Alex, Project Veritas will be there to do something about it.
Well, look, you're not about praise. You're about results. This is... of all the stuff you've knocked out of the park, you just keep topping it. Is this probably the biggest coup yet? This is insane.
Yes, by implication, it certainly is. This is about our election systems. And the people say this stuff doesn't happen. They say there's no evidence of voter fraud, that it's not systemic. Well, this video shows systemic evidence of voter fraud in Minnesota, which is a swing state in the presidential election.
Well, when the FBI was corrupt by La Cosa Nostra until the mid-50s, they said it didn't exist, remember? Until there was the tape of the guys meeting in the farmhouse. Like Connecticut, I mean, and we all know Italian mafia exists. So to say that election fraud doesn't exist is like saying bears don't crap in the woods. And you've just shown it on video here.
Yeah, the people say there's no fraud. It's self-evident how ridiculous it is for the director of the FBI to say there's no evidence of fraud. Anytime you have tens of millions of ballots laying around, anytime you have that happen, there's going to be some aspects of fraud. In this case, we've seen hundreds of ballots in the car. We've seen a guy bragging that he's being paid to do this. I mean, I don't know what more evidence you need. I don't know if this is not evidence, what is? I hope the attorney general responds to this. I hope they have a press conference. I hope Trump, there is on the screen, you see the source who recorded a lot of this. His man was named as Omar Jamal. And Alex, a lot of these guys in the Somali community are fearing for their life right now. One of the women in the state.
I was about to say, these guys are risking their lives.
They are, 100%. I think the reason why they're going to be okay is the publicity of it, right? This was all happening in the shadows. And now that it's come out and you're doing it and many people, it was trending. It was actually trending on Twitter. We've gotten 500,000 tweets on this last night, which is a shock to me that they've allowed it to trend. But because it's all gone public, I think that these guys are going to be a little more protected because if anything happens to them now, that just becomes part of the story.
But this gives me hope because the Muslim communities that are all insular and very controlled, the Somalis one of the most controlled, and to see their own people being the knights here, being the good guys exposing this gives me a lot of hope.
Absolutely. What I've been told, Alex, by some of these Somalians, this one individual who we didn't disclose her name, but we showed her voice, is that she said that Ilhan Omar does not give a shit about the Somalian community, that they're victims, right? They're coerced. They're told to do this.
No, they get just like Somali. They're being set up as a slave class under her.
Pretty much. Yes. That's another way of saying it, because they're told to do this. They're paid to do this and they don't care about that community. It's about power. But this is an open secret. It's an open secret there. Nobody has done anything about it. I went to the county prosecutor. He said, it's illegal, but you got to talk to the sheriff. I go to the sheriff. They bring me to the other guy. So nobody, and the FBI director says, there's no evidence of voter fraud. So nobody's going to do anything about this, Alex. There's no consequence. It's, I don't know. I'm about to release another tape. I know you're going to ask me what's next. So I'm going to tell you, I'm about to release a tape of the actual money exchange on tape. I don't know what more I can publish.
Wow.
To get people arrested.
I just heard the record skip. Start over, James O'Keefe. See, you're smart. You know what I always say, what's coming next? Whoa, you've got the cash being exchanged.
Yeah, we got, I mean, yes. Yes, we do. So I don't know what it will take to get people arrested. I don't know what it will take for anybody to care about the fact that our elections are jeopardized. But what you have here, Alex, is smoking gun evidence. And the president has tweeted it 5 times. I would like to see the Attorney General of the United States devote resources into this and to clean this up, because it's you can't trust anything in our society if you can't trust the integrity of our elections.
Absolutely. And Trump is on this. Trump demands U.S. attorneys launch investigation into Ilhan Omar following report her supporters illegally harvested ballots. Minnesota, we have literally conservatively 2 million people an hour tuning in. We know. If all of you go get the article at projectveritas.com or infowars.com and just share it and just send it to the White House or send it to your legislators and say you want action, we'll get it. James, what do you think needs to happen with this smoking gun evidence?
I think there needs to be a criminal investigation. You got people on the tape breaking the law. It's clear as crystal. He's in a car with 300 ballots. It's against state law. So, and then the media has to report it. We have to, just like we did 4 years ago with the Creamer investigation 2016. Once people are arrested, once investigations are conducted, once that happens, I think it'll force its way into the media. And the third thing that needs to happen, Alex, is that other whistleblowers need to come forward. So if you're watching this program, if you're on the inside, if you have access to or witness to specific smoking gun evidence,
don't
that
wait,
you wanna,
contact now. How do they do it?
Veritas Tips, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, tips at protonmail.com.
Beautiful. We got 5 more minutes with you, but a minute till break. Radar screen. Pelosi saying she's readying to hold up the election, and then under law, January 21st of next year, they will elect her, they're saying, as president. This is insane.
I mean, that's going to be an interesting thing to see. So what happens? And I go back to my original point. These sorts of things you only know about. Because of videotapes. No one's going to believe anything unless they can see in their own lying eyes. They're only going to believe what they see. People, in a world where people don't believe what they hear or read, people absolutely need to see the smoking gun evidence. So I got to go back to my pitch, which is...
I mean, yeah. I totally agree with you. Imagine what you're not getting on tape. How the hell do you every month get stuff that nobody else gets, James O'Keefe? We gotta go to break.
Because there's nowhere else for these people to go. They can't go to anywhere else. They can't go to the FBI sometimes. They can't go to the DOJ. They can't go to the New York Times. We're the only organization that allows them to tell their stories right now in this particular way. That's why they come to us.
That's right. Well, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. You can't make this up, man. This is reality. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown. And it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government, and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah. InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here, back live, final segment with Project Veritas' James O'Keefe. Can you imagine being James during the break, 2 minutes, he's on the phone, he's got more whistleblowers. It's like he's trying to drink up the Potomac River with a straw. But you wanted to get in the final 5 minutes we have into your big report. It's at projectveritas.com. It's at InfoWars.com. Whatever you do, folks, share it. The globalists are trying to block this. Ilhan Omar connected ballot harvester in cash for ballot scheme. Car is full of absentee ballots. That's the full 17-minute report. For radio listeners, though, people driving down the road, tell them what else is in this.
Well, we have this Somali insider, Omar Jamal. And I'm going to refer to my notes here to make sure I get my facts correct. Omar Jamal is an insider. He put on a hidden camera. It's an open secret, he said, that Ilhan Omar will do anything to get elected. We spoke with one of these Somalian-American ballot harvesters. In the tape, the harvester describes how he was paid to vote in the primary elections. The harvester said that vote-buying operatives from the Omar machine came to his apartment to oversee him filling out paperwork. So the Omar operatives request the ballot and then fill them out. We had another guy, a DFL guy, that's the Democratic Farmer and Labor Party in Minnesota, say that they're blank ballots that the man in the car had, that they were blank. And in many cases, handed right over to the voter. They quote, they come to us, they come to our homes. This year, you will vote for Ilhan. We will make the absentee ballots. This is translated from Somali to English. Quote, we will fill out the forms for you. And when you get them back, we will fill it out and send it. So after the ballots are signed and documented, the harvester said he would get paid. Quote, when we sign the voting document, they fill it out is when they give us the money. The minute we sign it, that's when we get paid. So you have multiple people on the record, some speaking English, some speaking Somali. Most of them, if all but one, do not know that they're being videotaped. And Alex, this is the first time that the public has ever seen anything like this. We've suspected it, but to see it, and this guy in the car, his name is Liban Muhammad. He's the brother of the city council candidate. Liban Muhammad tweeted last night, "I'm famous." Hashtag Black Lives Matter. They're so heedless. They're so shameless. That they go out right on the internet and they say, oh, thank goodness I'm famous. They know that no one's going to lay a finger on them and they can get away with anything. And this is the time, this is the moment in history when I think this might actually change things. Because this video has got 10 million views. It's trending all over the internet. The president has asked for an investigation. I think people are fed up and I think something's about to change.
I totally agree, and it's the arrogance of criminals. It's like when they caught ISIS launching chemical attacks against Assad to blame Assad. I'm not a fan of Assad. They were screaming Allah Akbar launching the chemical attack, or when jihadis staged terror attacks and later people say, oh, it didn't really happen. They're bragging about it. I mean, the fact that criminals brag and you've got them on video now, and the fact like 10 million views, just one video, the president's responded, where Ilhan Omar says there's no such thing as ballot harvesting, there's no such thing as election fraud, there's no such thing as mail-ins being abused, and on top of everything else coming out, you got this. Wow. I mean, so I guess, did you get contacted by good American Somalis that didn't want to be part of this?
We worked with a bunch of sources there in Minnesota. Sometimes we recruited them. One of them worked with me directly, obtained some of these tapes. But to repeat what I said earlier, they are now in fear for their life. We have security there with them. We're trying to raise money to pay for their hotels and lodging. This is a mob sort of situation.
Yeah, folks, and by the way, it takes money to fund a war. ProjectVeritas.com. We're not playing games. James, come back as soon as the new video drops. I know you're busy. Even give us 5 minutes. We love you. We feel so good knowing you're out there on the field. As you said earlier, you have the footage coming out. When is the footage coming out of the money exchanging hands?
Probably later tonight.
Wow. Okay. James O'Keefe, we love you. We salute you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. This is one of the best shows I've done in 26 years. Wow. Wow. Paul Joseph Watson, David Icke, James O'Keefe, great crew out of the park. We've got coming up Gerald Celente. This is what it's all about, man. We stayed on the air for this. We stayed on the air for the fight. And now we're here when it really counts, thanks to you, listeners. I salute you, and you're amazing.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Look at this headline. Austin shuts down Salt Bay Luxury Steakhouse over COVID violations. Walmart stays open. Snitches reported restaurant not adhering to social distancing face mask guidelines. This is tyranny. Snitches get stitches.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Finally, people are going to figure out that laying down makes you a slave and that it's going to higher cost than standing up. Gerald Celente is about to take over right now. Really appreciate his great work. We're going to have live coverage tomorrow night of this incredible debate, and I'm going to be good. I'm going to behave myself, and I'm not going to talk except during applauses or pauses. I'm going to host the 2 hours of the debate. But before it and after it, we got a bunch of guest hosts. We're going to take calls and more. But 5 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to start the coverage, 7 p.m. Central, the debate for 90 minutes. These things always start late. We're going to be covering it tomorrow. But what's fun about this is you'll be able to send out those verboten links to band.video and Infowars.com to the debate and say, here's the secret debate channel you're not supposed to promote. And we did this last time 4 years ago and had up to 3 million extra viewers than what we would regularly have tuning in. So I'm very, very excited about all of that. So much more coming up. We're going to go to Gerald Celente. But I wanted to play this a short little clip before he takes over, because it's very, very important. And it is clip 5. CRT could lead humanity to annihilation. And then Gerald Celente is going to take over. And please remember, the only reason we're still on air is because of you. And when I say that, it's not patting you on the head. Your support, your word of mouth, your financial support is what keeps us on the air. And I just appreciate you all for keeping me in the fight, because I always wanted to fight these tyrants, but now that I'm in the position of, if Biden wins, they're going to put my ass in prison or kill me. So now it's life and death, and I'm not even really kind of worried about that, except I don't want to lose. Like, I'm not worried about my life, but I'm worried about losing. I really want to beat these people. Not that Trump's even perfect, but you know what I mean. So Gerald Celente takes over in a few minutes, but here's this special report. What does CRT mean? CRT could lead to humanity to annihilation. Here it is, then Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, takes over. Then Owen Schroyer in the war room. And then election countdown, 7 to 9 tonight. Stay with us.
Black Lives Matter. 93% of the protests are peaceful. The vast, overwhelming majority are peaceful. And by the way, the 7% that are not, they have a very broad definition of what's not quote-unquote peaceful. For example, if you block traffic or something like that, or if you respond to police provocation. And even then, a big percentage of that, which we that wasn't peaceful, is actually outside agitators, extremist right-wing agitators, posing as protesters in order to make the protests look bad. That's the first thing.
After 26-year-old Lorenzo Johnson shot two police officers during protests in Louisville, Kentucky.
He is charged with two counts of wanton endangerment and assault of a police officer, this in connection with the alleged shooting of two officers. Both of them suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
Johnson should have been staring down a murder charge. Instead, Johnson faces two counts of first-degree assault of a police officer and 14 counts of wanton endangerment of a police officer, according to the records from the Louisville Metropolitan Department of Corrections.
Question is, why is Johnson being charged with assault and not attempted murder?
The investigation is still early and ongoing. I would have to speak with our public integrity unit investigators to determine that answer. I don't have that at this time.
Not only does that herald sanctioned assault on police officers, that decision announces open season on anyone disagreeing with Biden's BLM brown shirt army. How did we get here? The creeping corrosion of critical race theory.
Students in our universities are inundated with critical race theory. This is a Marxist doctrine holding that America is a wicked and racist nation, that even young children are complicit in oppression, and that our entire society must be radically transformed.
Workshops now with, in fact, we're doing one later for faculty and staff, and we'll probably offer these next year for students as well if they'd like to come. Is there a problem with the concept of I don't see color? Did you hear that a lot, Eugene? I don't see color. I don't see color. Cut people, they bleed red. We're all members of one race, the human race. And one of the perspectives that we've had for a number of years, I won't say I've had for a number of years, is when we do that, we disenfranchise people. Because you never hear anybody say, you know, I don't see gender.
Let us be dissatisfied. The men will recognize that out of one blood, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. Let us be dissatisfied until that day when nobody will shout white power, when nobody will shout black power, but everybody will talk about God's power and human power.
It's absolutely astonishing how critical race theory has pervaded every institution in the federal government. And what I've discovered is that critical race theory has become, in essence, the default ideology of the federal bureaucracy and is now being weaponized against the American people.
Are you accusing the president of being a racist?
I'm accusing him of being worse than that. He is somebody that is using race like a weapon to divide our country against itself.
White supremacy is not a bad word. It's a mindset, right? I'm not walking around concerned about, you know, individuals in hoodies and burning crosses. They are who they are. I'm not concerned about them. It's the daily individuals that I'm around who ascribe to white supremacist thinking and don't know it. They're the most dangerous.
That given that America is built on racism, sexism, and other evils, how will you as vice president advocate, whether through policy or just through the powers that you know that you can advocate on? How will we resolve these injustices for the black community and specifically for black women?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for your role of leadership.
For many years now, the radicals have mistaken Americans' silence for weakness, but they're wrong. There is no more powerful force than a parent's love for their children. And patriotic moms and dads are going to demand that their children are no longer fed hateful lies about this country. American parents are not going to accept indoctrination in our schools, cancel culture in our work, or the repression of traditional faith, culture, and values in the public square. Not anymore.
Tax on human beings for simply being white are stacking up all over the world, all in the name of critical race theory. Average people are being threatened by mobs of thugs while they enjoy dinner, all in the name of critical race theory. Western civilization is being dealt a final blow, all in the name of critical race theory. John Bound reporting.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
And control them to a man and to a woman. They believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out, we've never backed down, we've always told the truth. We've made mistakes, but 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are. With your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. I have to tell you that the clip that Alex just played, you know, it kind of hit me pretty hard. This is not a racist nation. Let's get this straight, everybody with a mind bigger than a, let's see. little Andy Cuomo brain or a gruesome Newsom brain or a witless Whitmer brain. Of course, you people have the brains because you're listening to InfoWars and watching it. A racist nation does not elect a black president. Got it? What was the guy's name? Oh, Barack, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama? Folks? Yeah, he came in as a peace candidate. 33,000 troop surge in Afghanistan. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. I don't care if you destroy the richest nation in Africa, whose people had more rights than anybody else. Hey, a black guy did that? Why, you racist, Salenti? Oh, no, no. No, Obama did it. Obama, a black man murderer. Oh, and I forgot the other black guy. You remember him? Colin Powell. Oh, yeah. What was he, the defense secretary or something like that? Yeah, holding up his crap of Colin to tell Americans that Osama bin Laden had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? Hey, he was a black guy. Oh, and how about Condoleezza Rice, huh? Oh, yeah. The next mushroom cloud you see selling us the Iraq War. Oh, she was black. How about Eric Holder, huh? Yeah, hold this, Eric. Oh, you know the guy? Yeah. The guy that works at the White Shoe Boys. Yeah, they let him in the club. Too big to jail. Oh, you forgot? You forgot all the banksters that were convicted of fraud that Holder let go? Oh, what color was he? Black? Why, you racist, Salenti. Save it. No nation elects a black president. No nation that's racist. And by the way, I find it offensive as an Italian-American. No Italian-American presidents. No Italian-American vice presidents. No Italian-Americans all the way up those lines over there. Hey, could you imagine showing a black show like The Sopranos? Oh, yeah, sure. Any day. Yeah. To me, those shows are disgrace. Those aren't my kind of people. When I grew up, we didn't look up to the mafia, look down at them. But no, that's the way it is now. That's okay. How about doing a black mobster show? Hey, De Niro, a De Niro of zero. Yeah, you're a little sellout for the Italians. How come you don't produce some black shows like you put down the Italians? Why, the money's not there, or you don't have the cojones? I've had it with this. Don't call this a racist nation. As a matter of fact, that little cafone. Cafone De Niro. Hey, I'm not far from you over here. I'm in Woodstock. You're in Gardner over there. Not too far. I'm in Kingston, rather, by the way. Not Woodstock. You're not far from me in Gardner. I'll call you out of who you are. You're a low-life sellout to the Italians. Could you imagine doing black movies like that? And I have to tell you, the whole Democratic race to me is sexist and racist. Oh, yeah, we're picking Kamala Harris. Yeah, father was Jamaican. We get that black vote. A woman. Oh, yeah. She should be taken off the ballot immediately. How about picking the best person for the job? I run a business. I could care if they're black, white, green, yellow, transgender, inside out, upside down. Give me the best person. No. It has to be right sex and right color. We just had another protest up here, march from Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
You remember all the crap they gave me when I held the rally over here on the 4th of July? This was past Friday. They closed down the streets. They're marching up and down around the street and getting to the corner over here where I have the most historic most historic buildings on the four corners of America that I bought as a proud American because the seeds of democracy was sold here on the four corners of freedom, which had been robbed from us. You know what they started chanting when they got to there? Gentrification, gentrification. Black people used to live here. No, they didn't. Black people never lived around this neighborhood. They lived a couple of neighborhoods down that way. Yeah, the Dutch were here first. And it kind of stayed, you know, that kind of neighborhood. But they could do it. They could rally and protest all they want. But Gerald Celente has a rally in Kingston, New York, to celebrate the 4th of July and our freedom. And I invited Black Lives Matter to be here to speak at the event. But they didn't come. That's right. They wouldn't come because one reason why I'm on Alex Jones Show. And Judge Napolitano is on Fox. I'm not making that up. Black lives. Oh, you know, hey. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it anymore. The election is sexist and racist. We need people to lead us that have the best skills. And they don't have them. Oh, and all you Black Lives Matter folks, you love those three strikes you're out that the Clintons and Biden pushed through. Yeah. Yeah, you get busted for selling pot or smoking it three times. Zap, you're in jail for the rest of your life. Yeah. Vote. Don't forget to vote for them. Don't forget to vote. Again, do De Niro, arrogant De Niro. Do what you do to the Italians. Do it to the blacks. Let's see how far you go. Coward. You're all a bunch of cowards. It's okay to do it to the Italians. But not the blacks. Oh, you can't do it to the Jewish people either. You'd be an anti-Semite. It's okay to do it against us. Man, how come they didn't pick an Italian-American to run against them? It's like that clown de Blasio going with his last name, Wilhelm, and going to the mother's name, the only quarter Italian, to get the Italian vote in New York. They use it when they need it. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Put your money where your heart is.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhoff, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech control by the very dark forces of the globalist is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as Alex said, you know, we have to do the work of God, because this is definitely a satanic spirit that's running and ruining the world as I see it. And I consider myself a warrior for the Prince of Peace. And people say, oh, Celente, you raise your voice. Yeah, I raise my voice. Oh, and you said if somebody broke into your house and you'd blow their brains out? Yeah, I said that. What, am I supposed to let them kill me? Well, the Prince of Peace wouldn't do that. Wait a minute. Isn't this the person that picked up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple and became violent? I'm supposed to let somebody take my life? And then what happened 3 days later, right, on the cross? We better fight for our freedom. This is like nothing I've ever seen. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. Nobody. It's a freak show in front of us. I mentioned, you got this little clown of a nothing little boy who never worked a day in his life, de Blasio. His name is Wilhelm. You look at the guy. Italian. He's like a quarter of Italian. His mother was, he's the mother's name. They use it when they want it. How could anybody with a brain bigger than a pea take orders from this jerk or all of the others? Well, they do it the same way they hired Hitler, saluted Stalin, and marched off to Mussolini. Look at this little jerk. Look at him. A nothing of a boy, an arrogant nobody, destroyed New York City. New York is dead. It's dead. You go to Midtown, it's no town. There he is, Warren Wilhelm Jr. He's a real junior, junior high school, and that's what we're still stuck in. We're in high school. The high school minds are running and ruining our lives. Look at these imbeciles that are principals and school administrators. What they're doing to kids going to school in Colorado, all over the place, giving them all these tests. Can't go out and party. You're not going out and party. Holy, what? I got to tell you, whoo. I grew up at the right time. Yep. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Can you imagine being such a lowlife to say something like, I smoked, but I didn't inhale? Yeah, you could if you're slimy, slick Willie Clinton. Another murderer's SOB who should rot in hell right now. All the people he killed in Iraq. Hey, you like that Yugoslav war? Maybe that was your favorite. Yep. You remember Madeleine Albright, or not all that bright, telling Leslie Stahl
that the sanctions that Bill Clinton put on Iraq that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children, the price was worth it? Who's worth it? By the way, I was a keynote speaker on the QE2 one time, and she was the lead, she was the lead-off speaker. Funny story. And I mean, she was the queen of tarts, man. This big thing in red. They gave her a 15-minute introduction. Born in Czechoslovakia, which is now the Czech Republic. A father was this, a mother was that, a grandfather was that, a grandfather was this. Went to this school, went to that school, went to that school, went to this school, this school. Honors in this, honors in that, honors in this. Went on and on and on. Nothing more than the same crap that you hear all the time. Anyway, I was the next day. And they introduced me. You know, this is Gerald Celente. You can sit. And these are vice presidents of marketing for the biggest corporations in the world. And, you know, I'm Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, you know, far better than Megatrends, his book Trend Tracking, blah, 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 you know, Trends Journal Magazine. But, so the guy, after he gives me a couple of minute introduction, I said to him, thank you very much for that introduction. I said, I feel shortchanged. I said, after hearing Madeleine Albright's introduction last night, the crowd broke up laughing because it was such a joke. And I said to him, what you forgot to mention is that I graduated without honors from PS 76 in the Bronx. You know, so I had them in my hand. But that's the people we're dealing with. And it's these same sick principals, these same sick administrators that are sucking the joy out of young people's lives by not letting them go out and party. And they can say, oh yeah, we're going out. I mean, save it, man. You're not going out. You can't go to bars. You can't go dancing. You can't go out and have a good time. These are the same sick people, these arrogant, a principal. I need a principal as a kid? What the hell do I need a principal for when I have a mother and father? I don't need a principal over me. Yes, you do. In the new land of Slavelandia. So they break up these house parties. It's a big deal. But it's okay to have Black Lives Matter marching up and down the streets with Antifa over here. That's okay. These are the same principals and brilliant school administrators that had us hiding under desks when I was a kid growing up, in case an atom bomb went off. Like going under a desk is going to make that much difference. No difference. And we got too big to go under the desk. They put us out in the hallway with our hands behind our head up against the wall. And they'd say, if you see a flash, don't look at it. If I see a flash, don't look at it, I'll be dead before I could blink my eye. There you got it. Another Anthony Frieda work of art. What a genius he is. Yeah, that's what they had us. And they have us doing the same thing now. Fear. That's all the Cartoon Network did this today. Fear, 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 mask. Wear the mask, wear the mask, wear the mask. Forget the facts, forget the facts, forget the facts. Hey, nobody mentions that they don't wear masks in the Nordic countries. Emasculation. We got it. That's all it's become. Oh, they're not wearing in those other countries. Why do we have to wear them here? Oh, and you know, I mean, you know from watching InfoWars that the CDC, the World Health Organization, even that fraud Fauci, it's an Italian, jawboner, they all said masks don't work. These masks, if you're sick, wear one. But if you're not, they're not going to help you. But yet everybody believes it. I see people driving in cars, and you do too, with masks on and the windows rolled up. I tell you the hypocrisy. I'm up here near Woodstock. I used to be on this show. They won't allow me on anymore. You know why? Because a while ago I got really angry about the dictator over here, Cuomo, robbing us of our rights. They said, this is like Nazi Germany. This is terrible what they're doing. These are the Nazis in charge. Did we, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. How dare I say Nazis? All the Jewish people around the area, not all of them, but that big part up there in Woodstock and the liberals attacked me for comparing Cuomo to a Nazi. How could I be so insensitive? Hey, but wait a minute. Biden came out and compared Trump to a Nazi. That's okay. That's okay. All right? That's what's going on. Salenti attacked for calling Cuomo a Nazi for robbing me of my rights to be a free man in America. How can I do that? It's a disgrace to the Jewish people. But it's okay for Biden to do it because all those liberals love him. And they're not liberals. They're communist scum. As I see it, we'll be back.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments. Always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. It's the evening of September 26, 2020. And I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down and they're heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at Infowars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided there's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public. But I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use big tech to shut you up.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting near
dawn. Hey, great being back on The Alex Jones Show. You know, we're in a fight for our lives. I mean, yeah, I have to tell you, and I mean this, just sometimes I'm feeling, you know, if I was dead, it's okay. Because this isn't the kind of life I want to live. I don't want to go around masked up. I don't want people going after me, you know, giving me dirty looks. I can't tell if they're giving me dirty looks. I got a mask on. They cross the street if I don't have one. You're not going able to do anything that you like to do because they won't allow it. This isn't a life for me. So we have to unite. And you have to keep the truth alive. So you have to support InfoWars. When I say you have to, I mean you have to if you want to have any semblance of freedom of speech to live in love and restore beauty and joy. So, you know, it's the final days to take advantage of their massive savings at preparewithalex.com. And their partnership with My Patriot Supply is giving you the lowest discounts possible on food. And it's about to come to an end. It's only one more day. And this massive deals off the 4-week storable food supply, Alexapure Pro and Alexapure Breeze, is going to end. And with $100 off the 4-week storable food supply and $170 off the Alexapure Pro and $100 off the Alexapure Breeze, it's really never been easier to take care of all your needs in any upcoming emergency. And boy, they're coming like we've never seen before. And you need to make sure that you're not lacking in the three essentials that you must have for survival in times like these, besides my guns, gold, and a getaway plan. So while they're going to continue to work to bring you them, your new lower discounts at preparewithalex.com is no guarantee they're going to be able to get such low prices of this product again. And plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, and they're a great crew. And you could take smart moves and secure your family's personal supply of reliable emergency food at a discount and support the fight against tyranny. And that's what we're in, a fight against tyranny. And they're creating new ways to save on your favorite preparedness products every day. But these deep discounts are only going to last until tomorrow. So get the cornerstones of a good preparedness plan today at preparewithalex.com. Again, survival gear, survivalist accessories, privacy and security, or radios, one thing after another. You know, even in the Trends Journal, we have Brad Steiner doing survivalism for us, you know, close combat and other ways of survival. And I'm a close combat practitioner. And that's why I speak out the way I feel. I'm not afraid of anybody. As I said, little Andy Cuomo, you come over here and tell me to put a mask on. No, leave your goons behind you, and you come over here and put a mask on me, man to man. Got it? You too, de Blasio, come over here. Put a mask on me. Go on. You put a mask on me. Any one of you. Hey, how about that little, what a name. You want to call about an oxymoron or a real moron, that guy who's the plays governor of Pennsylvania, what is it, Wolf? You look at this guy. How about Wolf? How about sheep? How about nothing? Could this guy face you man to man? So when you look at those survival products, this is a time for survival. And when you see these masks on, by the way, the next cover of the Trends Journal is coming out tomorrow. It's a weekly. It's going to be the presidential reality show is going to be masks versus no masks. That's what this election is going to be all about. And as Alex said, two things. He said how brutal it was for the police to beat up those people in Trafalgar Square fighting for their freedom.
And he also said this is worse than the Iron Curtain. And I don't know his exact words, but he referenced China. And he's 100% right. It's communist China. Here's the way I see the whole COVID war. It was launched by China. Go back. It happened on, you can't make this up, Lunar New Year 2020, Chinese Lunar New Year. That's when we got the scare. Middle of January. They're showing you all these pictures. They're building these hospitals within weeks. People dying. Right? China couldn't stop the Hong Kong protests. No matter what they were doing, we were writing about it week after week from June 2019 up until the COVID war broke out in Yunnan province. Who ever heard of a Yunnan province? Not you, not me, but we all did. And what was the cover of our January 28th Trends Journal? Coronavirus. 106 dead in China. 1.4 billion still alive. New black plague. What are you telling me 106 people died in this filthy, dirty country? That's why people wear masks. To think that we would ever become like the Chinese. Boom, like that. The Chinese way is taken over. 106 people. Oh, look at the worldometer. And again, China's lying about the numbers. Fine, they're lying about the numbers. Their entire country's opened up. Their economy's going way up compared to other countries. They're going to have positive growth while most other countries will have negative growth. People are traveling all over China because they're not allowing them to go out. So their tourism industry is flourishing, as it's dead over here. Retail sales, exports have gone up. No more protests in Hong Kong. It's over. They passed that national security law in January, right after they hit us with the coronavirus. And now it's all stopped. They used it. They used the COVID war to stop the Chinese protests. And then all these other low-life politicians used it to gain authority. Again, they never talk about Sweden. Oh, don't tell me that their death rate from the virus is higher than other Nordic countries. Yes, it is. It's lower than most other countries. And they didn't lock down anything. And the Nordic nations, they're not walking around with masks on, but you never see that in the media here. The Chinese way, you will obey. Alex is 100% correct. We are living under the Chinese model of dictatorship. It's right in front of our eyes. I'm telling you, I am so sad. I used to love listening to music. I have thousands of hours of tapes, those cassette tapes, with great jazz. Oh, when Black Lives to me really mattered. Count Basie, Duke Ellington. Look at these cats, Count and Duke. Yeah, real, real men gave us America's greatest export, Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, yeah, James Brown, the godfather of soul. Look what they gave us. And as young guys used to look up to the hip black cats, it's gone. You tell me about your rap, save it. Don't want to hear it. Got my own. Got it. The music that they were creating back then was American classical music. It was our greatest export. The whole world loved it. Was there racism? Of course there was. Sexism happens all the time. But look at these guys. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. beaten down, standing up. One after another, Cab Calloway, Ella Fitzgerald. Man, when I used to work for a trade association, I was the number two guy. Put on a concert with Ella Fitzgerald, went backstage, said my former wife, may she rest in peace, reminded of her goddaughter Carmen. That's my America. And my America has been stolen from us, and we have to fight for our freedom. So do what you can to support InfoWars. If we don't unite and fight for liberty, love, joy, and beauty, we're dead. We're gone. I don't want to live in this kind of world. And do what you can to support the Trends Journal. There's no other magazine like it in the world. If you want to know what's going on, what it means, and what's next, put your money where your heart is and your mind. Support us in any way you can. And remember, go to InfoWars. Keep the truth alive.